One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
John McGinn.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Okay. What's special about John McGinn?
What's special about him, right? He's an arse, man. He just backs it into people, spins them.
It's true, though.
Yeah, you watch
that's
him.
That's why you love him, because you got back off.
Facts.
Henry, you from Enfield?
Born in Enfield.
Right.
Grew up in Potts Bar.
Okay. Well, are you proud of Enfield?
Shut up.
Am I proud of Enfield?
Enfield's down bad, you know.
What?
I don't really go there.
What?
Yeah.
No, don't let them suck you in.
I can't
bruv.
Lie.
Whoa.
I heard you were having trouble today, Steve-O.
Steve-O was having trouble. I was there to witness it.
You really set that up like
phone
that.
A friend. He phoned a friend.
Did
and
you
and obviously, huh?
Did you help him?
He shot me these glasses. He said there were $5. And obviously, his card declined. So he's like, yo, give me £3 for the glasses. I said, what? These are £3? Yeah, come on, we've done this. I was like, yeah man. That's why I have the glasses.
Yeah, £4. He declined £4.
All right, boys, I know that laugh. That's that. Yeah, I got other accounts.
That's mad.
It did, though. It declined, man. Worst person for it declining in front of is this idiot.
I stored it. I was there. It's like every time people's card be declining in front of me.
It's the same.
Why are you nodding your head for?
My card's never declined.
It declined in front of me as well, bro.
For this Versace, never.
Yeah, your one's declined in front of me. This whole table, declinables. You like the declinables, bro.
You got a bad table, man.
We're vegan anyway. We're not drinking.
That's nothing to do with Enfield.
You know, in North London, like Enfield's one of the most disrespected areas. We don't care about it.
Jesus Christ.
There's nothing. There's not much going on there.
There's nothing
mummies.
There.
They had mummies. Enfield always mummies in Enfield.
The mummies. What mummies?
They had that club that everyone from North talks
Eros.
About.
You had Eros. You had Enfield playing fields. You had Krispy Kremes.
That's famous.
And after that.
Thank you,
Krispy
bro.
Kremes is famous.
Like, this guy's chatting rubbish. Name a famous place in Tottenham.
What? Carpet right. We burnt it down. What are you talking about?
Before this show starts, let's not get one of my pals on again. We will start doing this whole... Custy.
I thought thing, everyone was your pal. Darren Bent's your pal, no?
Yeah, Dazzle.
No, me and Bentley, I don't even know him.
Me, Bentley, and
we need confirmation. Henry, was he your pal back in the day?
Yeah, he was. Unfortunately, he was.
Well, everybody, welcome to the show. Henry Lansbury.
Yes.
First question, why is your name spelled with an I?
Mm. I don't know. It's just different.
He didn't pick
Instead
it.
Of being
it's nice.
I got one straight away. If you met his dad, yeah, you would know why it's
with you grew up with his dad, didn't it?
Exactly. He's friends with his dad,
man. He grew up with his dad.
He was in the same class as Henry Lansbury's dad.
Oh, my God. I was like Gary. Yeah, my G.
PK, you don't know Bull Challenge?
Yeah.
4 teams from Henry Lansbury's career.
I'm going to work back to front.
Yeah.
So go Luton.
Luton,
straight from Luton. Scunthorpe.
Big team.
Scunny.
Norwich. That's down the south. Where's Norwich? Down south, innit?
Nah, east. No,
it's southeast.
No, it's not southeast. It's southeast to some people.
You got one more?
Norwich. And then I'm going to keep it simple, Arsenal.
Yeah. Well done. He beat you there. Good, I think the. You don't know ball challenge giver if the person gets it right, the challenge giver loses.
The challenge giver.
Yeah, you're the loser. But what does that mean though? What does it signify if you lost?
I'm a loser.
You're a loser.
So are you usually, would you say you're the giver or the receiver usually? When in
the giver. My brother.
You're the giver.
Wait, what?
Great answer.
Oh my Lord.
That's the only right answer you could give.
Really?
Yeah, right, yeah. You're always giving.
Huh?
What?
Yeah, you're always
not
giving.
Really. But if you're D-Ben.
What?
Huh?
You're a madman, you know.
I don't even know what that means.
Neither do I.
How are you, Henry?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
I'm good.
Oh, before we start, actually, you know what? I've got a, you know what? Sorry. Henry, I bought this hard drive, yeah? I got the receipt. 63rd button, yeah? But I don't need it, so I'm trying to, if you want to buy it, now, nah, look, the receipt's there. If you don't want it, you can take it back to Curry's and get your money. You want it?
I'm good, man.
Is there anyone else?
Steve-O?
Why did you buy the hard drive?
The receipt, the receipt's here, bro. The receipt's here.
Lumos, if there's one person you don't want to take a hard drive off.
Lumos is around.
Two terahertz.
Terabytes.
That's
a
terahertz. Two terahertz.
All jokes aside, I actually need one.
Is it? Take it 60.
Yeah? 60
right now. Lose a fiver.
Yeah, I'll lose a fiver.
That's bad business.
No, I'm being serious. I need it.
So are you buying it off me, though?
Man said, are you buying it off me?
Oh, you need money right now?
No, well,
what is it? USB-C, USB? What are we talking
about? All it is HDMI. it also takes the white, red, and yellow one. Scarlet.
Scarlet. That's yeah. PlayStation 2 maneuver.
No, honestly, I'll buy it off you because I need
it. Yeah, and it works on the water as well.
Serious.
So you get a good price. Right. Yeah.
Mad thing.
You sure you don't? You sure you don't want?
I'm good. Yeah. I'm good.
You have to lie sometimes yourself.
Boys, Henry Lansbury, me, Steve-O and Henry Lansbury go back. So over the years, I've spoken to Steve-O about Henry's career a lot. I've always been a big fan. I was at his Youth Cup final win.
You went to a lot of Youth Cup games, you know.
I did. I was my thing.
Bro, we need to cross check this, bro. Because you was at like 17 Youth Cup
He's
games.
He's going
to
buy a hard drive, watch.
I was. I used to love Steve-O's going to Youth Cup games. Youth Cup games where you saw the next generation. That was class. But I was at that game, Liverpool, Emirates. Good attendance. I was with the Liverpool fans.
Oh, T, come
they
on.
They were man. Trying. They were trying.
All right, T. Liverpool fans, yeah.
Give me a youth player from the Liverpool team who played.
Tom Ince was their best player.
You're a loser.
That was their best player. Daniel Ayala was their second best player. And Andre Wisdom played that day.
Oh, Wisdom.
Yeah.
Wow.
And on the bench, Steve, I was going to ask you about this. Do you remember Nathan Eccleston?
Yes.
Yeah. He was supposed to be the next Lights guy.
Yeah, he was good. He was good.
You know, on FM20, I was QPR and I needed an automatic promotion spot. I was 6 points off. It was Jan. I bought Henry Lansbury for 2 mil, rising to 3 mil if we got promoted. The crowd said it's too much. I told him to trust me.
Yeah.
Henry got a red card in the first game. And his ACL went when he came back.
Oh, wow.
So I'm fuming with you. I'm not going to lie to you.
You have to apologize.
Sorry, I'm sorry for that, man.
My bad. It's cool.
But wait, now I've got a question. Before we get into your career in general, right?
That's a big
You've
one.
Been promoted 4 times. Scunthorpe, Villa, West Ham, Luton.
Norwich.
You went Norwich as well? That's 5, because League One was Scunthorpe, isn't it? That's 5.
I don't really count that one.
What do you mean? That was the first one, though.
Yeah, it's League One, though.
But you was all in that up in...
Well, you don't count because it's League One.
He was all up in the pitches.
That is big time. Lies. That is big time.
Yeah. Oh, he's big time.
You got to crawl before you walk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a starter pack, isn't it? It's a starter pack.
And he was all up in the pitches like, yeah, with his long hair. Yeah, worse hairstyles.
That was a good Scunthorpe team. That's my Nigel Atkins. But,
Oh, Scunthorpe. Badge alert. They hold something in their badge, isn't it?
Go on. What do they hold?
Badge alert.
We've never said that, have we?
Just came to my head now. Okay. That's how it works.
Could be a thing.
Eagle?
They're holding like a, is it like a cup or something? What are they holding?
Flamethrower.
Henry don't rate it.
Henry,
like iron or something.
It's like steel girder on iron.
Yeah, they're holding something. Yeah. Scunthorpe. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you were full-time on the books at Luton and Villa. Did you pre-arrange promotion bonuses for those two teams?
Yeah, you saw that in the contract before.
When you do the Luton deal, are they thinking promotion so distant of a possibility, let's give him a nice promotion bonus?
No bonuses at Luton.
That sums up the city, bruv. Luton, innit?
And for those who've never been, we were talking about the area before. Luton, one of the worst places I've ever been.
I don't think Henry said that. He's trying to go back.
There's two places you've killed now. You can't go Luton or Enfield. Who wants to go Luton? And Enfield? Of course I can go Enfield.
Well, is Luton's training ground in Luton?
Huh? Yeah, it's on the way to the airport.
I've seen it.
In case you change your mind.
Yeah, you can see it. When you drive to the airport, you can see it. But, so is it not like a Cheshire of like Luton? Where would people say?
Nah.
So,
I don't think there's anyone in Luton.
Is it? There's no like good spots in Luton.
They'll probably live in Watford. Or St. Albans.
Or Hemel.
No, so they'd be like MK and that.
All the buildings are literally like this. Like every building.
What, they're cold?
They're stuck together, bro.
That's log.
Because basically they don't want to put the heating on so everyone can just go next door and just.
I like that. Everyone knows each other hard.
We're never doing a Luton live show, boy.
I was just going to say, I've got love for Luton. This isn't the words of my friend Henry, by the way.
Nice words of me. The club's nice, but everything outside of the club.
Who's me for our sport of our audience?
Yeah, audio audience. Who's claiming it?
Oh, my voice has been around for a long time. We recognise that, man. Come on, fam. You must think I'm Jordy. Come on, man.
Let them know.
If someone's saying some badness for no reason, unprovoked, it's poet.
Yeah, yeah, come on.
But that Youth Cup team, we were talking about downstairs. How special was that team?
That was probably one of the best teams I played in. Like, coming through with all them names. But it's just sad to see some of them drop off where they had so much potential to go and actually do something with their life.
Who was the saddest to see drop off? Who was in that team?
Emmanuel Thomas, no?
J. Emmanuel Thomas.
He had like one of the first viral goals in a resi that I saw where he was mad against was Everton. Nothing.
Coquelin.
Crazy.
Was it Kyrie Gilbert in that team? Or?
Nah, wrong team.
So far.
Jack Wilshere.
But do you know who, he was on the bench, but is a player I've always wanted to know if anyone knows anything about. He played in pre-season, he got to the Arsenal first team, played pre-season, got injured like on his first game. Who's playing fullback, Connor Henderson. But I don't think he ever recovered from that injury. But he was going to be a serious
player. His left foot was unbelievable. He's now coaching down at Arsenal.
Is he?
Yeah, he's coaching down
there. Oh, that's class.
Connor Henderson. Yeah,
I remember him. Yeah, he was Irish.
He used to be a midfield player. His left foot
But they played fullback and he got injured at fullback and I was fuming because he shouldn't have been playing fullback.
Your age?
You're younger.
Where did you play in that team? Sorry.
Centre middle, I thought. I can't remember.
Well, it was packed.
Yeah.
Because he had Emmanuel Frimpong, Francis Coquelin, and Jack Wilshere.
You just started?
He started wide a lot.
Yeah, I played. So Wenger wanted me to play on the right.
What?
I tucked Wenger? Inside. Yeah, I picked that one up.
Didn't it? That side is so cold, you know.
That is cold.
So they were looking for like Beckham, sort of.
No,
from you.
Not even. It was more like, I say Ray Parlour, kind of like up and down. Jeez. And making the box.
The Enfield Pele.
Like Lundberg and that, like just making the runs in behind and. That kind of way.
That must have been pressure though, wasn't it? Because those players were elite in it and obviously you're coming through the youth thinking.
Yeah, we grew up with them. Come through from like seven all the way through. And we had the same squad, a few come in, a few come out. But the team was good, man. We had a good camaraderie about us and we knew just batter teams every week.
I always thought that the Coquelin, Frimpong, Wilshere midfield was literally just two guys looking after this guy. Coquelin and Frimpong were like wolves
literally was
for him to carry the ball. Yeah. That's what it looked like.
Jack was scary.
Yeah.
Scary. You can see it like he's probably one of the best players I played with. Like after the Barcelona game, I think that's when everyone saw how good he was.
Was he that good even in the youth? Like from when he was young?
Scary, mate. Scary. You just know like he's obviously like 2 years younger than us and he was playing our age group and just cruising it. So you know from that, like someone coming through like 2 years younger.
That team is crazy though, because obviously most Youth Cup teams you can't pick 11 and they've all gone. But Luke Ayling, Premier League player last year, in the Championship now. Kyle Bartley, a lot of years in the Prem, a lot of years at the top level.
Kyle Bartley played for Arsenal, yeah?
He's got a big face as well. Face is massive.
Gilles Sounou.
Oh! He was there was one of them foot managers.
Don't you dare.
20 goals a season, Gilles
Sounou. Okay, cool. Say that then.
Huh?
What, one kid? I saw you.
I think he was a wonder kid, you know. FM 2007.
He was keeping Sanchez Watt out of the team, so.
Ooh, Mr. Watt.
Sanchez Watt. He was also.
It's the second time we've mentioned him now, isn't it?
We mentioned him a lot in this
show. Is he coaching at Arsenal now as well?
He tried to.
He ain't got his level one, I know.
He's a yard man.
He just turned up. He just turned up at the gates and say, I want to coach.
Obviously, they speak to people that have been there for years, and they get you in. And then, like, obviously, they say, want to do coaching.
You didn't fancy coaching?
Nah, hours are too long. Far too long.
Did you support Arsenal?
Nah.
What?
You support these things?
I used to support Newcastle growing up because Aspilla and Shearer.
Yeah.
Faustino Aspilla.
I grew up with a guy, right, Ludi, who one day was an Arsenal fan, and one day Newcastle was sick and Arsenal weren't that great. And then someone asked him who he supported, he said Newcastle. I said, stored.
That makes as much sense as this thing you got around your neck. What's going on there?
Yeah, how many bandanas have you got at home?
Listen, it looks hard.
Hey,
I'm doing that next week. Are you crazy?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know why you're doing it. Different reasons. Leg swing.
Oh, whoa. All right, chill
calm
out.
Down, calm down, calm right. down.
That's
calm
your
down.
That's your second one. That's your that's a red flag.
Yeah, that's your second one.
Crazy.
CK, why are you dashing things at me like that?
Sorry, bro.
It's the glasses, fam.
But that Youth Cup team, I can't stress enough. J. Emmanuel Thomas, Henry Lansbury.
That's the best youth club team ever.
What?
No, no.
Youth club. Like, yeah, I know. Sorry, youth football team.
It's up there.
Chelsea.
I think now there's a couple Chelsea, a couple City teams now that have like.
Yeah, I think they've.
But you're saying something about your goalkeeper, James Shea, who's back in the Prem now with Luton. Yeah, as the third choice. What was it you said about James Shea?
So he was a striker when what? He first come.
What do you mean?
Well, so when he comes to the academy, he comes as a striker.
What age group are we talking about?
Young.
Like eight?
I couldn't tell you. Yeah. And then, but so obviously he went in goal 1 week and he just stuck there all the way through the youth team.
And then become a professional goalie.
But then he got obviously let go and went with lower leagues and then climbed his way back to Luton. And I was happy just sitting there.
But how do you come out of that though? Because if you're an academy like Arsenal, and obviously you don't want to leave the academy, they're one of the best academies around at the time, but you don't want to play keeper. So what? You kind of have to stay there, innit? Because you can't go to the gaffer and say, yeah, I want to go back up front.
He didn't have to do anything for his whole time as a youth team goalkeeper.
Imagine your heart. Your heart's telling you you're a striker, but Wenger's telling you you're a keeper. That would hurt, boy.
I hear it, man.
Well, Josh McGuinness, Northern Ireland striker.
Yes.
He was a goalkeeper who is now a striker. International striker.
Yeah.
Went to the Euros as a striker.
R9 did. R9 was a goalkeeper. R9 was a goalkeeper.
R9 was a goalkeeper.
You're killing me, yeah. What's going on? R9 was only a goalkeeper when he was six, though, because he was bagging goals when he
Raheem
was
11. Raheem Sterling was a keeper.
What? Raheem hey, wait, 1 second.
My name is Mick. Eric Cantona was a keeper. Sterling was a keeper. Legit. He's
nah,
a goal.
You just watched. That was a rush keeper. That was a rush goalie.
Nah, he's a playing goal all the time. Like, legit, all the time he's still being goal.
Yeah, but that's because you put the younger in goal.
Nah, he wanted to
Little
go in goal.
Raza
he
was,
yes,
was
that's what I'm saying. It's crazy. He's still playing goal all the time. I swear to God.
All right, Raheem, please, if you're seeing this.
He probably wasn't allowed to play out for
yeah.
you.
No, he was. I'm not saying when he went to like QPR and Liverpool and that, he was a keeper, but when we was playing, like he used to go and go all the time.
Well,
come
you,
out,
you
bullet, bang, and then
it's
come
not
out.
The same, same, by the way, he grew up with Raz, the same way you grew up with
yeah.
Henry.
Yeah, but you got like 15 years on Henry. I ain't
you
got 15
years
on Raz.
Raz.
He must be mad.
Oh, okay.
10.
I think 10, the gap's 10. The same, you know.
I'll phone him now.
Phone who?
Well, I'll Wikipedia his age.
You phone who?
Yeah, I'll Wikipedia mine.
Your Wikipedia what?
My age.
I think the gap between Henry and Steve-O is the same as you and Raz.
I don't think it's the same, because I know it's not the same.
Cool, let me do the maths then. Give me
do
a,
the maths.
Do the maths between you two.
Give me the 19. Give me the 80s and the 70s.
So seven years.
7 years.
Yeah, 7 years. Me and Raz is four.
Nope.
It's the same. Raz is 28.
Yeah.
We know his age.
Yeah, I'm 4 years older than him. What are you not doing here? Anyway, moving
it's
on.
It's the same.
It's the same.
It's not the same.
It's 1 year
same.
Difference.
It's not the same. It's
Which,
4 years.
By the way, he's lying though. He didn't used to roll with him. He didn't roll with him.
Yeah, 11s ain't playing football with year sixes, bro. Henry, what was you like? What was you like as a kid in school? Did you wear your tracksuit?
Nah.
You were just bowling because, come on, I'm here.
No, I was never really at school because through like the youth system in England,
that shows,
always
fucking shows, man. Sorry,
you're always out.
Yeah, he's got street nass. You know what I mean? You see his friends. They're all wheelers, dealers. They're boys. That's it. Yeah,
smart man.
What school did you go? Mount Grace.
No, Chancellors.
Huh?
Brookman Spark.
Chancellor. What does Chancellor mean again? That ain't that something to do with MPs and that?
Yeah,
yeah, you're a Chancellor.
Chancellor.
So you're educated, yeah?
No, not really.
You went to school in House
well,
of Commons.
Going to school at 15.
Yeah, because of the schoolboy stuff, innit? I remember that, man. I remember all the footballers not going doing exams.
Yeah, I hated that, man. You know when they just leave geography
he's not
early.
Yeah, he's not in the exam because he's got...
I was one of
he's
them.
He's on a coach.
Is it?
Yeah.
All the Arsenal boys, Jay Simpson, Peggy, they used to go through it as well.
Did Wenger ever shout at you?
Not that I can remember.
What was he like? Were you scared of him?
Yeah, he's a boss, isn't he? Like, as a young lad growing up, you look at him like you're scared to say something to him.
Do you know what he was there for? Henry was there for 8-2.
Oh my lord!
Against Man United,
I was on the bench. I come on.
Oh,
I remember that. That was probably your last game for Arsenal as well. Wasn't
I was still happy.
Yeah,
I was still happy for him.
I was so annoyed we conceded two. At full time, what was said? What do you say?
No,
to
what was said at half time?
But half time was only 3-1, I think.
No, but half time you're outside. Yeah, we've asked you like 7 questions in one. Slow down, boys. <Yeah.
laughs> Back to full time.
You can tell you like Arsenal, man.
What was said?
Quiet, innit? Everyone knows you got battered.
Jesus.
Wait, what is there to
Christ.
Say?
There's kids as well, like
you, Coughlan, Chambo. I think that's Chambo's
Carl
first
Jenkinson.
Name as well.
Carl Jenkinson.
Exactly. Armour Traore, left back.
It was is he good?
Who?
Jenko.
He was very good.
He's good at what he does, isn't he?
Yeah, that's that
defender,
you know,
up and down.
He's not Henry. Come
he's
on,
good
he's
at
not,
what he
not.
Does.
He wasn't. He was what? Never good. He was never good.
Gamer.
We're gonna
that's
do
a
that.
Big one.
We're gonna do
like Jenkinson got an England cap.
Yeah, then he got a Finland cap or something.
No, Finland wanted him. He was under 21 in Finland.
He went on loan somewhere, Charlton, right? And had a good loan to
yeah.
He
and he
really
came back
good.
And scored the best on goal ever on preseason in Germany. Remember that? He loved our keeper. Yeah, he celebrated as well. Then oh. He changed his mind.
I think Arteta comes in like a few weeks after that, and that's probably the end of your Arsenal career because that's like, okay, we're bringing in a 28-year-old.
Arteta came in, Murtasaka came in.
Yeah, was there any crossover? Did you ever see Arteta in training or?
No, not that I can remember. I was out on loan most of the seasons anyway, so it wasn't a big deal for me. Like I was around it at pre-season, and then knew I weren't going to play, so I was like, I'm going on loan.
Do you ask and, to go on loan?
Yeah, well, he speaks to him at the start. I'm like, where'd you see me? What are my plans? He's like, oh, he'd be around it, travel with the team.
Where are we?
But then it's like, I need to play games to get out of there. And that's how you get trust from a young kid to go into a first team. You need trust from a manager. When it's on your CV, you've done all the game time, they're like, oh, we'll take him.
I always think like, I've asked a few players about this as well. When you go out on loan at that age, you probably, because you're a Prem Academy player, you've got your youth cut, you're rated, you've played England at the levels. You're probably thinking, I'm just passing time, kind of. I'm at Scunthorpe and I'm just getting physically strong. I'm just getting on the pitch. At what point in your career do you take those loans and go like, oh, do you know what? This is it. I'm a professional football player and this is the bit that matters.
Scunthorpe was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Really?
Because I was living in the middle of nowhere, training in a farmer's field, in a shed when it was raining, rats running across it with Astro.
Oh, God.
And I'm like,
he's in the trenches, man.
Rats.
I'm like, this ain't London Coney.
Scunthorpe.
But then, like, my first game, I played a 1-2 round someone. Someone just come and elbowed me straight in my face. And I'm like, what is that? How it works? And he's like, get up, you little. And I'm like, oh, so it's gonna be like that the whole season.
Were there good pitches that you played on at all? Because again, at Arsenal, you're playing on pitches.
The pitches are alright, like the match day pitches, but training's horrendous.
Good coach though, Nigel Adkins.
Very good. He was like positive. So positive.
Right. He did see a bit of a like Church of England manager, but he's like a physio.
He was a physio before.
Oh my God, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
That's a rare transition.
That is a weird transition.
When you went Watford, I thought Lansbury and Cleverley, that midfield was, it was almost perfect for that level. I mean, Watford weren't great. Malky Mackay lost his job this week, by the way, again.
Where?
Ross County?
He's still getting jobs.
He's in Scotland. Yeah, he's problematic. But what was it? What was that Watford team, that Watford experience? Like I say, you and Cleverley, it felt like.
Yeah, it was funny. So I was with Cleves the other day and literally remember like going there with him, me from Arsenal, him from Man United, and we literally kept the team up. You know, we were fighting relegation the whole season. But it was a good club, man. We enjoyed it. And obviously, Daishi was there as well.
Yeah, no,
and
he takes the job a couple of years later.
Yeah, like assistant.
Did you prefer being closer to home?
Henry, get back.
Yeah, probably. So I'm still around my mates and that, but I think when the time's right, you know you have to go.
Just going back to Arsenal, yeah, you scored on your debut, right?
I don't know if it was on
not his debut, no.
Okay, you scored against Spurs, though.
Yeah.
That's a League Cup. Might be first start. That might have been your first start.
First start, I think it was.
First start, sorry. That's what did you do that night?
That night?
We won as well. So
I mean, it's a 7:45 kickoff. It's hard, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, on a weekday. And it went into extra time, I think.
Everything
yeah,
shot.
It did.
It went into extra time, innit?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I would say this. I don't think I've ever seen a football player jump that high. The celebration.
That's joy, yeah. That's
the
joy.
Jump.
I thought it was an Arsenal fan. A Newcastle fan celebrating like that?
Nah, because that side, obviously, my family are all Spurs. And they sit behind that goal as well.
Okay. Oh, is it?
Oh, so you're just spiteful.
Wicked. Yeah, 100%.
That's crazy. Imagine scoring and your whole family supports Spurs.
Henry, you played with one a good friend of mine, Shamak. How was he?
What a
guy. I love Shamak, you
know. Like, he's a great guy, man.
No, what do you mean great? What do you mean great guy? Yeah. Man, his touch
wasn't that bad.
That's up to you. That's you lot judging it.
What about his hair?
Yeah, that was tough, wasn't it?
It looked like them Scunthorpe training guys, isn't it?
He cannot talk about hair.
You've had some of the worst hairstyles.
And I rate it. But you've had loads of terrible ones. So it's true.
Yeah. You had the long hair. Experience, isn't it? I'll just try and experience and see what I like. Yeah.
There's one at Forest. There's one at Forest. We had the long hair at Forest.
With a beard, right?
Yeah. It was different.
I think you could have long hair and beard.
Plaits.
Nah, that's a Viking thing.
Yeah, he did that. He did have that. Lothbrook.
What is that?
Jordy's not impressed.
There's just a plait in the middle, like.
Oh, I like that.
You had some mad hairstyles.
PK, do it.
Platini.
Do it, man.
When you're playing the Championship or League One and you're bringing hairstyles, surely there's like 34-year-olds who have been playing their trade at the levels looking at you going, I'm actually going to chop you in half today.
Yeah, but that's just me. That's like who I am. Do you know what I mean? If you can catch me, chop me. But if you ain't, then...
Is it?
Yeah.
Let's talk about like going back to strikers playing in goal.
Giroud?
No. Lazari played in goal, you know.
Did you?
Yeah, West Ham.
Sugar.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. Done well as well.
Yeah, he did actually.
Yes, he did too well. Yeah, that's what I said. This kid, he can't do nothing wrong, man. I swear to God.
Allardyce had no keepers on the bench them times, which yeah. I agree with. I agree with that tactic.
Did he dive?
Yeah, I
made
out,
a save.
Took one.
I might as well give you my shirt. I got this from...
I saw that video earlier.
Yeah, man.
Maybe the guy's lost it, bro.
Yeah, I want to shout out Kiero Keating for giving me a shirt. Goalkeeper class. You want it? No, you didn't want the hard drive.
You keep it.
You
sure?
Yeah, you keep it. Kiero, I nearly sold it there.
Well, did she wear that, yeah?
Yeah, of course. Look at it. This is it. Look. The BO's still there.
Should have sprayed it with the perfume you got.
Remember the song I made? Yeah. Cool. So this is that. But I came to see...
This is that.
This is that. Songo. But I came to see Mary Earps.
Yeah.
I won her shirt.
Yeah.
So now I've got to make a tune this in. White goalkeepers. Name me a white goalkeeper. Henry.
How hard is the Championship?
Championship's tough. It's Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Wednesday.
Is it?
It's relentless.
You see getting relegated and coming straight back up the same year. How hard is that?
That's probably more mental than anything.
Yeah.
Because you know your team's good enough. But it's like the Championship, people are like, the ball's in the air for half the game. Or probably even more in the game. You're like, what the heck's going on? Just come down from ticky-tacky and more tactical. If you ain't up for it, or some of your players are not for it, you're getting turned over.
When you were there with Norwich, first of all, Paul Lambert, he's a coach who, on this show, a lot of the players we've talked to don't love Paul Lambert.
Nah.
Champions League winner.
What was your Paul Lambert Norwich experience like? Because he comes back up later on.
Yeah, no, I loved him. I thought he was wicked.
Really?
For me anyway, yeah. There was a few times he just let me be myself. And he was like, just go and do it. And then I did the Dougie when I scored a couple of times.
Excuse me, hang on. Roll up. Yes, why did you do the Dougie?
Why?
What's the biggest dance going on at the time?
Because of me.
Steve, I've never seen you do the Dougie. I've never seen you do the Dougie, man.
You're telling me you did the Dougie?
I've done the Dougie.
You taught him how to Dougie.
Steve, you could Dougie.
I didn't teach him how to Dougie because I can't
I'm
Dougie.
I'm sure
too
those
tough.
Are too broad to be Dougie.
I thought that was because
please try Dougie for you right now. Let me
and you've done it.
Yeah, wait. Yeah.
What? Dougie.
Them shoulders, I told you, bro. Hey, he's going inside, bro.
So he taught you how to Dougie. You taught him how to Dougie. Like the song.
No, I didn't teach him. We was all doing it. And I'm sure that I done a video that got sent round.
2010?
Yeah. It was on BB.
Everyone was doing the Dougie.
No, not me. I've never done a Dougie in my life.
I'm sure enough. And I told everyone he'd done it for me. There's a player at Norwich, though, that I know Specs wants us to talk about. I know Jordy wants us to talk about. Because he ended his football career on a high in the Premier League, scored goals to become a wrestler.
Oh, what was Tom? Grant Holt. Oh, my.
Did he express a bad wrestler, an interest though. In wrestling when you were playing with him?
No, I can't say he did, but he was like, he was a weird cat.
Another one, like when you fight your way up through the levels and you end up in the Premier League and you see someone with Henry's haircut, you got to let him know. Because I doubt Grant Holt was getting away with that haircut when he was playing in... Barrow or Skengkang Marine.
Skengman Marine. Yo, that's a team, you know. What league are they in, Skengman Marine?
Skengman Marine.
I need to play for them. Combined counties.
Are they near God Manchester?
It's in Singapore.
It's in Singapore, yeah?
I've been there.
Grant Holt was in Singapore in 2001.
He was at Singapore before he got to the Premier League.
Way before, yeah.
So hold on, what's wrong with Grant Holt, you know, changing his career, going wrestling? Henry, you was a big wrestling fan back in the day, no?
Yeah.
Who's your favourite wrestler?
You look like a Triple H man.
Yeah, that deer, that oh, what's his name?
What?
Oh my god, you're doing X-Pac.
Yeah.
You're doing X-Pac.
You like X-Pac? The doggy and sock.
What's his name?
What's it? Four people did this.
China.
I hated that. Yeah. So you like Generation X?
Be honest though, when you're at Luton, this is, I'm skipping ahead here. When you're at Luton, you're all around some tough guys. Did that elevate your toughness? Were you like, I'm protected here? I can lace a ball at a player and be like, yeah, there's guys that can look after
this
me.
This is when you turn into dad and guard.
Yeah, this is... I was probably the oldest in the team.
Yeah, so you
so they ain't protecting me.
That's what I mean, yeah.
So, yeah, I just...
Were you a tough guy?
Well, there I was. They,
you don't pull out of a tackle.
It's always championship, innit? You have to put your foot in and just let them know what it's about. If they want it, they want it. If they don't... But they're the best games. I feel like I heard Colin say, if someone comes and whacks me, I'm whacking him again, do you know what I mean? They're the best ones that get you up for it.
Was there any players that you thought, oh, you know, I'm not whacking him though? Like David Wheater, stay away from
David
him.
David Wheater.
Some, yeah.
No,
is there someone
really.
That was hard? Like,
Dan Byrne.
You shook off Dan Byrne.
Yeah, who was the hardest you've played against? Toughest, like, in that sense?
Yeah.
Sidwell, come on, I know. You stood away from Sidwell, man. You stood away from Sidwell. Was hard as nails.
Right, who's the toughest player in the Championship and then the toughest player in the Premier League?
In the Champ to play against?
Yeah.
Josh Fella.
And probably like Kevin Nolan or one of the experienced.
Kevin Nolan.
That's my neighbour. Bruh.
No, he's not.
What? I'm telling you, he's my neighbour. Why is he not? No, hold on. Johnny, wait.
That's
why
a great question. Why is he not?
Why is he not my neighbour, Bob?
Because he's not that broke.
Oh.
Whoa.
You gave him too much time.
Just you should have just bought it from Burnley, man. It's 90, £65. Take it. Go on, take it.
£75. You put £10 on.
75.
I don't need it. I don't
two
need
two
it.
Two heights.
But that Norwich team goes up to the Prem. Like again, you're tasting promotions. How did that one feel? That Norwich one.
Norwich one was good because it was automatic, and we was down in Portsmouth when we did it. So like obviously the playoffs is some experience, but automatic's like. You still get your full holiday as well. I think that's what every player is like at the end of the
playoffs
season.
Good though.
You're either in the playoffs and you're like, all right, we've got to slog it out for another 2 weeks. And then, but if you get automatic, you're like, you're done. You know when you're coming back in, you finish. Your holidays, your flight's booked, you know what I mean, for the next day.
You finish when everyone else finishes. The worst thing you want to do is like have that 2 week, well, not the worst thing, promoting is good, but 2 weeks. Everyone's on holiday doing their thing. You're still kicking ball.
Benty said that he used to just book LA straight away. Where was your place you used to go?
Anywhere.
Mate,
anywhere the boys are going, we'd just
Mobs.
Book it.
What was your favourite place?
Dubai.
Ibiza is my favourite place.
Ibiza?
He would not touch back. So from when he broke up to when he got back, you're tired now, because what you say. You're tired now, because say it. He was gone, boy.
I did like Vegas, no, Vegas for 2 weeks.
Come back, someone would have a holiday, bang.
Yeah, the weird one was where I did Vegas for 2 weeks.
That's too many weeks.
Well,
that's a long time.
That's like,
but yeah, the worst thing was I was injured.
Long in Vegas?
So I went. Yes. I was injured. So like I fractured my spine.
Wait! You broke your back,
and then went Vegas.
Yeah. So literally, I did like 2 weeks out there. Physio's like, don't do anything. Just come back in normal. So I let it heal. And I went Vegas for 2 weeks. Well, once with my home friends, and then obviously the rest of the boys. Like footballer friends, and then I come back. Literally, my face was round, my belly was round.
I
was going to go Burnley, and Stuart Pearce was like, "Look at the state of you. You think you're going anywhere?" And then we had a blazing argument, and
didn't know that one.
So, what's he doing in Vegas for 2 weeks then?
That's a great question.
What happens in Vegas?
Memories.
There's time.
Huh?
There's such thing as time in Vegas.
There isn't. They have. Do you know a fun fact, Henry? Do you know there was no clocks? In the casinos when it comes to gambling.
When it comes to gambling.
Where else
what
other
casino
there?
Is there? Now, there's no clocks in the casinos, though.
Yeah, man.
The thing is, you don't clock, you know. Wait, well, I didn't clock.
Yeah, no, he's going to take you, though.
Yeah, definitely. He's holding my hand.
It's as busy downstairs in Vegas at 4 a.m. as it is at 10 p.m.
Yeah, there's no. It's a tactic. Yeah. Even use it here in all casinos. There's no clocks in there. There's no windows.
Well, what's the tactic, though? 4-4-2?
So you lose sense
spend
of time.
Spend money.
Do you know there's stories, you're not meant to, like, I went to Vegas and what happens in Vegas, blah, 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 stays in Vegas.
No, not really.
I'm telling one story from Vegas.
Okay. I said blah, blah, blah and finished it.
I was...
You give yours, I give mine. Go on.
You ain't been Vegas? You ain't been Vegas.
I actually went in 2007, but I'll tell you.
2007.
The casinos weren't even built then.
We went to a day party, crazy day party, psh, psh, all of this, and we got drunk during the day. So when we got back, I went home.
Hold on. Wait, what was the Pivo?
You know what I think psh means here? So you need to explain that.
Be clear.
So where the DJ booth is, psh, psh, smoke was coming out. Okay. And off, yeah?
Pyrotechnics.
Anyway, so we got drunk that day. I went back to the room, slept for hours. Woke up, brothers ain't there, like, go downstairs, they're at the tables. But they're with these girls. Nice. And then like my brother's like, hey. It's my older brother, I don't even know if I can tell this story, one sec.
Brother, land it or leave it.
This ain't live, you know we can edit it out.
Yeah.
Go through, man.
Land it or leave it.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
He's going.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I thought about it. Sorry.
That's class.
Halfway through, that's professional, man.
You checked your mirrors, man. So Henry.
Yeah, 2007. Go on. So you're 9 years old.
In a casino.
Yeah, go on.
With no clocks.
Yeah. So when I was at the tables, and then
what?
At 9 years.
I came downstairs, and my brothers was at the table. And then it's...
What? Fun fact though, in Vegas...
Thanks for saving him there.
Coolio did charge Vooj $50 for a picture.
Who?
Coolio.
All right, what? Gangsta's Paradise.
$50 for a picture outside McDonald's.
Where's he now?
2013, huh?
2013?
2013.
Not even when Gangsta's Paradise was doing bits.
Nah. It was just gangsters at that point. Paradise was gone. And he had the bald patch, that massive bald patch with the hair around the side.
Yeah, that's why it's worth 50.
I ain't paying no
one.
You're
on my table.
Did they just point at it?
You're on my table. What are you doing? That's the bad table. Do you want to go over there? About ball packs.
What's bad about our table?
You got two guys talking about Vegas.
Or not talking about Vegas.
Yeah.
Henry, what was your story as a footballer? Did you was you a gamer? Did you spit? Did you have DJ decks?
No, I played a bit of Call of Duty and just parted, really.
You was a guy.
The party, man.
I had my fun time.
Henry Lansbury, his name spelt with an I, with long hair and an Alice band. Was he a Gallus? Come on, boys.
Definitely, man.
No, he wasn't. Never been. No, he was never a Gallus. Nah, bro. West Ham next year. I mean, best time of my life. Best, what, that championship season? Yep. I know you do love that championship season.
I love it.
We call it Bluetooth one. Let's do
now
it.
No, the only two. It's not your table.
He scored against Millwall.
What?
And got man of the match. Wow. He scored. Got man of the match, sorry.
So took off through the goal.
Set up the goal.
He did something to get a man of the match.
Yeah. But anyway, I went around your house that night with the champagne. Yeah? Gave you the bottle of champagne.
You went to his house? They're friends.
He talking through the goal.
No, this sounds crazy, but finish.
No. That was it. I've never been so happy in my life.
Oh, that's good, man.
Was he there at the game?
Millwall, my little brethren, yeah, has scored. I'm there.
He hasn't scored.
Oh, yeah, he scored. He didn't. You know what's crazy? Can I say something? Wait. What's it?
Did he play?
Hey, H, in my head, he scored, you know, but you used to celebrate like you scored because I've got the picture of you celebrating with your shirt from the game, from that date, from that season, not from the game. So it looked like he scored because he's doing all this, but he didn't even score, no? So why are you celebrating like that?
The team won, innit?
Yeah, well, it's a bit over.
Was he there, man? Yeah, after the game, go yeah? Celebrate with it. Would you celebrate with the team, as in the fans?
He loves the celebration.
Yeah. You just get hyped for the moment, innit? It's their happy place, man. If they win,
do you ever troll the crowd? The ops.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. I love that one.
The midfield he played with at West Ham. This is serious midfield for the championship. This is unreal. Mark Noble, Kevin Nolan, Henry Lansbury.
Sick.
That's a dangerous midfield.
It's strong.
It's experience, or they were experienced.
Those two was protecting you.
Nah, so Nobby used to play like off the striker, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then Noble was more of like the getting. I was like the floater, like just pick up positions.
But I'm just like they're
just balanced well.
Kevin Nolan was the goal scorer though. Like
who?
Kevin Nolan. He was.
Do you know Kevin Nolan? Are you sure
he punished Arsenal a couple times?
We talked about him a couple weeks ago. He bagged 17 goals that year. He was top goal scorer.
He was massive.
Who do you think is better, Kevin Nolan and Kevin Davis?
Ooh.
No, but they're different positions.
Well, no, so, mate, he's so thinking what? About it.
So what? Still a question, bro. Yeah. Or Kevin De Bruyne? Because we're here, since we're on the Kevins, we might as well finish it.
Yeah, rank them.
Rank the Kevins.
What Kevin's number one for you?
Number one, De Bruyne.
Well, you're going to have De Bruyne in the championship. You're trying to get promoted. You're going to have De Bruyne.
100%.
When the ball's up in the air, 98% of the time.
He just needs one chance in the championship.
Kevin De Bruyne's lost boy in the championship.
And he's going to get a lot of chances in the championship.
That's a good one. Kevin De Bruyne can't play championship.
You just made a good point there.
There's two more. Nolan and Davies.
Nolan and Davies. Just so I play with Nobby.
They're doing the friend cards.
What do you call Nolan? Nobby?
Nobby.
Kevin Davies should be called Nobby, though.
Why?
Who did?
Why?
You forgot about Kevin Davies.
who was your strikers when you was down in the championship again? Who was their strikers?
Carlton Cole.
You must have been going out a lot.
I do remember Allardyce gave you a bit of time out of the team because he didn't like that you played football.
Yeah, my first session was like, went there from Arsenal. So I got the ball, played to the right back, got it back, played it the other side. He stopped it. He was like, no. He said, Coley's up there.
Pardon?
Just put it on his head.
That's it. So he's like, you got me here just to switch balls to the striker.
Quarterback.
But he played like so tactically, like if the balls takes like...
Wait. Sorry, Henry, I don't want to cut you off, my friend.
You did though.
You have though, yeah.
I have to. You can't say tactically with Sam Allardyce.
No, but it's still a tactic. There's still a tactic.
Come on, bro.
Listen, learn something, bro.
It's the best learn tactic, something. Like going forward in the championship. It takes like less than two passes to score a goal.
So you cut him off to
That's
be wrong.
That's the highest
but
rate.
Does it really?
Wait, it worked,
West
didn't
Ham
it?
Went up, yeah. And Kevin Nolan scored 17 goals.
Yeah, but...
So he says you get it off the right back and just clip it in.
He said just put it in there. And he was going for percentages, like throw-ins in from the 18-yard down. It's like, crazy.
Did you enjoy that, though?
Yeah.
It worked, though. If you buy into it, and it works. You enjoy playing it.
See, I like that, man.
It's less work, I guess.
Because there's players that will just be like, no. And be stubborn about it and just try and play football.
Especially if they're
team.
On loan from a yeah. Premier team. Like, yeah.
You adapted, man.
How many managers did you beef?
Nah, not many. One.
Just a couple Forest managers, isn't it? You did have about 10.
Maybe Stuart Pearce is one we didn't really see.
Ooh, what's he like?
Can't beef a man called Psycho.
Was he Psycho?
Nah, not really. Yeah, like for me, he wasn't really... he had an assistant with him that I thought saved him.
Okay.
So like he would get angry and that, and he had used to have this big watch on, and he used to smash his hands together, and his watch used to fall off, and I was like, it's just not for me. Just not for me.
He's from Northwest. Don't love.
Who's Stuart Pearce? Yeah. I don't claim him, man. I don't claim him. He's a Spurs man. No, he's a Spurs man, and he missed penalties.
Spurs man. No.
Mm. Isn't it Forest?
Oh God.
Same thing.
West Ham.
Oh God.
Almost.
You know when he said Spurs, I was like, what? He was at Spurs.
When? I tried to figure. When
I was
he playing there?
Rattled, bro.
Henry, that's what you call drop the shoulder.
You know, there's a couple of players at West Ham that I don't feel like I'm ever going to be able to ask anybody about. And just if there's anything you know about Julian Faubert.
What a guy.
Because he went Real Madrid on loan from West Ham.
Was he good?
Yeah. And what he did, his whip, his crossing was unbelievable.
And what a guy. Yeah. What banter? What do you mean?
No, guy, just, like, you know, like a normal French, serious, but like a nice guy.
Man, them French man ain't serious, bro.
They wear those glasses.
And Dombele's in that, man. Them man ain't serious still, them French man.
You know what, Henry, yeah? Obviously, you like to party. Give me your top five party men you played with.
Yeah, who you got to arrange the party now?
Let's do this different, yeah.
Five players.
Who am I calling?
Who's the party boss?
And what player is the DJ? Because every football player is a DJ these days.
I want a skanker. I want someone in that one in that league, yeah, December. You know that song?
No, I can't say I do. Top five. Bentner.
What? Bentner?
He's a legend. He's a legend, man.
Armand Traoré.
Right. Is it?
Okay.
Eboué.
Eboué must have been funny, though.
John Carew.
Okay.
John Carew. Is he in jail?
I think if he's not, he's just come out or something.
Two more left.
Fourth. Obviously, my boy Grealish got to come with me.
Jack.
Has to be in there. He's probably the best footballing party guy in the country right now.
Probably.
Him and Rashford.
Last one, man.
Sorry to cut you. Yeah, 14 months. Crazy.
Can't say
tax evasion, I believe.
Much.
But it was a skanker, though. I saw him dancing after scoring a few goals.
I didn't really go out of him. Like.
No, you should have went out of him.
He had a missus at the time, bro.
Who?
Abue. Family. Missus.
Abue was outside. Let's
got
be clear.
Abue's missus, same missus as N'Golo Kante.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Wait, boys. Yeah. Let me get number five. Wait.
You got five. Who's five?
Do you know what? Alan Hutton.
Alan Hutton.
Boys.
Right back.
Must be Stadio Olimpico.
Is that a different kind of raver, though? Because
Hutts is, yeah. He's like Christmas due, Sunday morning.
There you go. Yeah.
Pints, that's
karaoke. Cool. Karaoke Scotsman.
You need utility party.
Of course you do.
Just give me the player that, you know, if they called you and wanted to party, you're not going. Like, for example, if
I'm going, man.
I don't get out much no more. If someone calls you, I'm out.
Bruv, I played in a tournament with H. Five-a-side tournament, remember?
Bruv, are you winding me up? I am so done with
it. I think I even remember you showing me footage of that game, that tournament as well.
Brother,
when his shorts were high.
Using gold, you went in gold and you come out last minute, run the ball. We had a tournament.
He just didn't
My memory's not the best, man. My memory's not the best, yeah.
What team that you played for that means the most to you now?
Right this minute, Luton, man. Yeah, just because of the boys.
Why are you cleaning it? Why are you cleaning
it? Oh, your hands have been
broken. I don't blame you, bro.
Don't blame me, right?
Salt bay.
Don't get fed on this,
salt
bro.
Salt bay. That's salt bay. That's a filthy salt bay. You see the way he's dressed? He's dressed like salt bay.
Yeah, that table. It's that table now.
I don't like this table right now.
Pass my sweets round though, please.
And them seats are good, you know. I ain't never tasted
them. I know, yeah, man.
Mike. Nah, man.
Mike
Ikes.
Let me try one
more. No, brother. It's a coming
Mike Likes.
Mike Ikes.
Mike and Ikes.
Honestly, I'm hating Mike this so much. It's the noise. It's killing me.
Mike Ikes. We don't use the and. It's just long. Mike Ikes. Yo, big man, get me a Mike Ikes.
No one says that, did I?
Yeah, back in the day in the hood.
Back in the day.
It's this table now.
Get me a Mike Ikes.
Yeah, big man, get me a Mike Ikes.
Lies, man.
What am I like? Is there a blue bottle? Is there a blue
box?
Is there
yeah,
blue
you
box?
And you and Sterling used to eat them.
This is legendary in the hood. If you're from Northwest, if you know about Mike Ikes.
Fake jelly beans.
I've had jelly beans before. I've never had.
They're better than jelly
Mike
beans. They're better than jelly babies.
Sorry about this, Henry.
They're just better than jelly.
Yeah, jelly babies got too much powder on them.
Quality, man. But anyway, let's get back to Henry. I've got a question to ask you. Wellington Silva.
Oh my God.
Yeah, throwback.
Brings it back, doesn't it? Go on, son.
What's that about?
Oh, you almost suffocated him.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
How did you remember Wellington Silva?
He was a prospect. He was a wonder kid.
Don't tell me you played with Vayo Miyeshi then.
Yes, he's in the same squad.
Yeah.
Was he good?
He was quick. He was quick.
Yeah, he was very fast. Yeah, that's not a good sign.
He was quicker than Walcott that preseason, I think. Yeah.
But Wellington Silva, the hype about him, was it real in training? Was he good? Because obviously he was meant to be the next best thing.
Yeah, no, he's all right. It's nothing.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Like, so they lied to us then.
Was it a Brazilian? A Brazilian, isn't it?
Same guy. Yeah. Remember Bolton as well, isn't it?
He used to frustrate me so much. Yeah. I want to get into it with him. TT, all this like. This geezer's bothered. Yeah. Yeah. I loved it, but that's what I loved about him.
My football knowledge is horrendous.
Yeah, were you one of those players that, like, football was, when you left the training ground,
done, mate.
Player
yeah no.
You have
done.
To.
Yeah. You don't have to. Some people don't.
Well, if you want to be happy in life, then you leave that there and go and do something else.
Then you go Forest, and that, I mean, a lot of great stuff happens at Forest, a lot of ropey stuff as well. But you, at one point, you had a team that should have gone up. You have Mikel Antonio, Britt Assombalonga, Jamal Lascelles, Henry Ooh. Lansbury. Ooh. That team should have gone up.
And Carl Darlow.
That's early Mikel Antonio, another one who's been on this show.
What position is he playing then?
Yeah, where's Striker. He playing? What did you think?
No, he was like playing right wing.
Yeah, he was a winger.
Yeah, we were in trouble, just tee it over the top and he used to go.
He told me when we signed him, he went, on his day, he's unplayable. Maybe in the championship.
in a Grant Holt style Royal Rumble, yeah. Mikel Antonio, Jamal Lascelles, Britt Assombalonga. You can't beat that.
Yeah, that's strong.
Britt's always injured, though.
Always.
Yeah. Jamal Lascelles, he's got me steaks in him, though, man.
Yeah, but he's strong.
No, but he's got me steaks. Do you agree with me? He's got
because
me
he had that one
him.
Fight.
Forget about his fight. No, the me steaks.
He's got a sank in him. Like, do you know what he is? A last-minute tackler. He waits for the striker to come and he's like, he's already there. He can go and take it. He waits and he just wants to clean people out. Yeah.
Is he meat? Like a nasty player?
Yeah.
Didn't you watch him the other day against Arsenal?
He was on it, but I've never.
Okay.
He bullied one man.
No.
He bullied Eddie.
No, Jamal bullied a lot of people against Arsenal. Bro.
So when you went Nottingham, did you like buy a house?
Rented. Yeah, I used to live on a farm. I used to live on a farm out there. I had my two dogs. Just lived out there and then just went training. Come
What's
back.
Their names?
Huh?
What's the dog's names?
Roscoe and Prince.
Roscoe's a great name, by the way.
Roscoe and Prince.
Nice. What's the breed?
Doberman and Preza Canario.
Don't know. I don't know.
So he's living on a farm. He's got two dogs.
Roscoe and Prince.
What car's he driving?
Ooh, you are driving a...
Go on, tell them.
There's a course outside.
You got a tractor?
No, I got a Bentley.
A Bentley?
In a farm? Unless it's broad water.
It's muddy wheels.
But what's happening? What's happening?
Huh? Oh my, that's out of order, man.
You took your double decker?
What?
Oh, yo, hey.
He said, what?
Miles, is that yours?
That's mine.
Nah.
He was saving it.
I was saving it for later.
You know in school, that's a fight, innit?
Right, boys, I've got to go to my second job.
That's still yours, man.
Smart selling hard drives.
Yeah, man. I work at a computer fair, innit? So come and see me.
You look like a gimp.
Yeah, I can make computers faster. Yeah?
You look like
RAM, everything.
Dame Edna with them glasses, bro. Oh, shout out Dame. Remember them ones you used to wear?
Yeah, I worked at Dame Edna.
Love, bro.
Okay, man. My uncle's there, they'll try and fix your computer, they just make it slower, bro.
It's the worst waistcoat I've seen in my life.
You're missing the best bit. I was going to bring up a story about
Firefox,
it. Firefox,
Mozilla Firefox.
You've now gone permanent, Forrest. That's where you're going to make your move. That's a serious step. You've left Arsenal behind, you've left the loans behind. It's time for a big signing on fee. It's time for, what, 4-year contract?
4-year, yeah.
You're thinking... All right, now this is where it's serious. Surely, like, I've got to be the guy now.
Yeah, well, obviously, I went there from Arsenal, so everyone's, the players were all buzzing and that, and then it was just about stepping up to the mark. So I'm still 21. Like, I've played a bit.
But they expected a lot, though.
Yeah, of course. And it just took me time. Once I scored my first goal, it was shackles off and then just go and enjoy.
You played with Andy Reid as well, who legendarily struggled with his weight, but... In terms of just a ping over a cross?
Disgusting, mate. His left foot. You tell him to put it anywhere, he will put it there.
And you got Britta Sombalonga, Michel Antonio. Like, imagine that. From the left, you got Britta Sombalonga who can get on the end of it. And if he misses it, Michel
Antonio will get on in the back end.
That why they did not come up? It's injuries. But
I'm going to say something, and it's probably wrong again. Was Jonathan Green in there?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. What a player. We've got to trust yourself, man.
Yeah. I've been off it today a bit. He ain't helped, you know what I mean? He ain't helped slamming down my arm.
It's because you're remembering things that didn't happen, like this goal, in detail as well.
But Forrest is, behind the scenes, is a bit of a show.
Yeah, we was playing FIFA with a chairman in his apartment.
Pardon?
Yeah.
In his apartment?
In his apartment.
How old was the chairman?
Yeah,
same
he,
as Steve.
He was playing real life Championship Manager.
Oh my.
Serious.
Shopping managers, swapping managers, bringing legends in. Selling players, signing players, just Forrest was a mess. It started so well.
Yeah, it could have been unbelievable. But now, like, the club deserved to be where it is now. Like, the club's massive.
When you're playing for a club with a bad owner, can you feel that?
Yeah, it filters down.
How does it filter down? Because the Man United situation is so bad, and they always talk about ownership. Sorry about that, Jordy Wall. I'm not. How does it filter down, and how do you affect? How does it affect your game?
Well, it shouldn't really affect your game, but it just does. You know what I mean? Because sometimes they won't pay you, but obviously, like Man United situation, like it'll be late or something, and everyone's like, "You know what's going on?" And it's just like the little things you hear keep coming down, like, "Oh, they're getting this person in. They're gonna try and run the club this way." And it's like, and then they change a manager every 2 minutes.
Makes you a little bit unsettled.
Yeah, a little bit.
Probably the worst decision the chairman, if he's playing Football Manager, the worst decision is when he took captain. And made you captain.
Party boy. It was over.
He was off to Villa pretty soon after that.
No, it was madder because when I was partying, I was playing well. And I tried to do it right. Well, I couldn't hit a barn door.
That's Margs. It's Margs' theory, man.
Yeah.
Well, there was one thingy. I went 7-7, yeah. I was going out Saturday night, Sunday night, scored on a Saturday. Saturday night, Sunday night. So we kept it going. 7 weeks, I scored 7 goals. I thought, I can't do this no more, man. I was tired.
Tired, yeah.
I come to the game, man.
The whole season.
I was rubbish.
Serious.
It's mad.
That's a psychological thing, though, isn't it?
Nah, it's not, man. Sometimes you have your best games like that, man. Especially when you're hungover and that.
You've had a match hungover? Like, you're
nah,
just
not
lagging.
Hungover.
You don't go out the day before a game. I've never heard
not before,
of that.
No. Maybe like a Tuesday night. But not Thursday, Friday.
Maybe a Tuesday night. Tuesday night is a session.
Tuesday night
session,
and then a game on Wednesday.
Nah, no game Wednesday.
I've just
no
come out of home. You don't know ball challenge for Henry. Henry, name me 5 managers you played under at Nottingham Forest.
Stuart Pearce, Billy Davis, Sean O'Driscoll, Dougie Freeman.
Dougie Freeman?
Yeah. Montagnier.
Yeah, Montagnier. Who, great name, by the way.
How many managers did you have then?
Well, you got ads, Gary Brazil, Alec McLeish, Steve Cottrell, and Paul Williams.
Gary Brazil?
And Mark Warburton to that.
Mark Warburton's
Warburton.
Wow. Mark Warburton's
What's that, 10?
Six players.
So this must have happened at Forest. If the gaffer has a problem with another player and isolates them and you've got a relationship with them, how does that affect the dressing room?
You don't understand why as a player. Do you know what I mean? Cause it's just normal people. It happened to me when I was at Villa.
What happened at Villa, so?
He was at a Villa team where everything was going wrong, innit?
Yeah. So Villa, basically, I went there after I'd done well, and then probably my last year, they said, oh, I'm not putting in the squad because I kept getting injured. So I was like, fair enough, like, what it is. But then when they start to say, like, right, you can't be in the first team changing room, you can't train with the first team, go with the 21s, 23s, you're like, I ain't gonna get to the team. Like, I try and lift it, if anything. Mm. So when they're doing that now, I was like, they're like, right, we're trying to buy out your contract, and they offer you like a certain amount. I'm like looking at them saying, look, you want me to go, there's my contract, pay me my money and I'll bounce. 20%, 22%. So now I'm just now every day I'm going in training with the 23s.
On the 15s?
No, I didn't go that long. But you're just saying, like, I was saying, good morning, like, because you can't get me down. I'm one of them people. I'm like, good morning, how are you? How's your family and all that? Like, all the staff, mate, like, I'll say hello to everyone. But there's the one guy obviously there apparently was calling the shots.
He's at Tottenham now. Johan Lange.
Yeah. Crazy how they've taken him, but for my personal opinion. I mean, good luck to Tottenham, innit? But yeah, when they do that, it's like, it's more mental. Like, I can see why they did it, because they did it to a couple of others, and they was like, yeah, we'll take 20% of a bounce. I was like, how are you going to
break you down?
Impossible.
And it's one of the things we were talking earlier. Whenever players come on the show, I'm always like, how long was the contract? And did you let them buy you out? Because I absolutely despise when players get themselves in that situation and they go, I'm going to bet on myself for a 1 year deal, probably at a slightly inferior team, and then next year it's a 1 year deal, much less, and then they're hating football.
Some of the boys at Villa, I said to them, I said, don't get all your money, because this money's not going
to
come back.
All them types of conversations when you're actually trying to achieve something, all your conversations are based upon contracts or isolating players from the team. So when you were isolated, were you and the other players in the team speaking about it?
Yeah, like, the boys couldn't believe it. Like, Jack, John, all that. JT was like, what's going on? Like, I was like, I don't know, just don't want me with you. It's like, not like I'm a dickhead in there. I'll never turn a group toxic. Impossible. I'm not one of them.
Sorry, Henry. Can't those boys, like, fight for you and say, you know what, listen, why we need him in the squad?
They went in there, said, want to train, that, like, no.
What was your agent doing?
Huh? I didn't have an agent.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense now.
It was one man up, doing it yourself.
Agent would have talked him into taking the 25% and getting the signing on fee for the next club.
Yeah. And you know what as well? That 20%, the percentage, what he's talking about, that 80% that they were trying to bump him off, could be his whole living luxury, nice. It's a lot of money. You don't ever get that, you know what I mean? So,
well, it's
a
4 year deal. Villa sign you, just relegated from Nottingham Forest as Nottingham Forest captain. I can guess what that money was.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah, 80% of that money, yeah, just to go, all right, let me see if I can go
money,
get a deal.
It's a lot of money.
Whatever. All right,
cool. But while that's happening, and you know that's happening, the fans are getting another story, innit?
Yeah, 100%.
They think you're holding
a club
hostage.
Yeah.
So you're getting stick.
I'm getting stick. But
what's that like?
Don't bother me. They can say what they want.
it's
someone's
like
opinion.
Marx is a footballer.
Do you know what it is, though? Football is everyone's opinion. Yeah. Like, everyone's got an opinion on football. Yeah. You just take it with a pinch of salt.
You don't believe me with opinion thing. Well, it's context. Everyone is allowed an opinion, but there is also right and wrong.
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah. If he's played, scored zero goals. Who scored zero goals that we said recently? And everyone was like, that doesn't matter. Someone scored zero
Enzo
goals.
Enzo Fernandez.
Oh,
Enzo,
yeah. Wow.
And the other guy, Fulham.
Jimenez, yeah. Jimenez. I listened to it the other day, man. Yeah.
Jimenez, yeah. So, yeah, I guess that's poor.
Yeah, but there's also...
There's context, though, innit? Because if his job is to set up goals...
When Villa come in for you at Forest now, your captain, I remember thinking, like, okay, yeah, this is a big move, because it's Villa building a team that knows how to get promoted. Are you thinking, did Forest even try and keep you? Is there any attempt, like, new contract?
Yeah. Obviously, the owner, I got quite friendly with the owner, so he was like, oh, I'll give you whatever you want.
Would do that, wouldn't it?
You got to...
Yeah,
the amount of times I let him win. You got to let him win, do you know what I mean? But like, the owner was good to me, man. He sent me to Dubai, everything paid for warm weather training. Me and Britt went with his physio. Literally, we was in Blue Marlin as soon as we landed. It's like, cheers. Like,
wow.
Do you know what I mean?
That's crazy.
that's a good owner, boy.
Yeah.
So what makes you not take a new deal at Forest? You got a farm?
No, do you know what it is? I thought I was just getting stale there, and I thought I just need a new challenge. And obviously, that challenge didn't work out.
And they were on the up.
Villa. No, they were going places.
But yeah. H, I remember at the time, you said this is your last big contract, so you were smart about it. And I know, like, so I have to say, but Gann Stout, I think it was a good move in the end.
Oh, 100% financially, yeah, well, probably be the best move, yeah.
Yeah, so
like I could have left halfway through it, but I was like, no, I'll sit here, just stack it up and put it into stuff, and then get ready to retire after that.
Did you buy a house in Birmingham?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I bought a flat next door to my best mate at the time.
That's class.
At the time?
Well, it's still like, still now, yeah. Oh, okay. But at the time, we was living next door.
You're such a wordsmith. A man just said, what?
We're not talking anymore.
What's gone wrong?
Have you still got that flat?
No, I just sold it.
Boys, correct me if I'm wrong, yeah? Lansbury got promoted a lot, but I don't remember seeing him in Prem.
He would always just like, wave himself.
Yeah, high and by.
Well done, boys.
My job here is done.
Literally that.
Like a thief of the night.
But I do remember, so when Villa came up, I don't think it was a Prem game. So I thought, all right, when's he going to play a game for Villa in the Prem? But then they put you in for a League Cup game, bossed it.
Yeah.
Did he score? Yeah. I don't know. I think you set up a couple. All
no,
three of them?
That, yeah.
Did you score? Yeah, no, I set up, it. Set up.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, but then I thought after that, okay, he's going to be, because I remember like, they was talking about you on Sky saying you run the show. And it's very, you don't really hear about it in a League Cup game, but you must have had a good game. But yeah, still didn't.
But you've got, what's Steve Bruce saying? What's that experience?
As a person, as a person, I loved him. I was like, you can go to Portugal and like, you see him. Out there,
he loves all the
that.
Ones that
yeah, just see him at the pub and that. Do you know, I have a pint with him? Yeah, I base people on people. Do you know what I mean? How they treat me. It might not be tactically great, but if he's a nice person, he's a nice person.
What's he like tactically then, H?
No, I think he's answered that.
Yeah,
read between the lines, man. Right, can I ask you a question? Because there's one player I always found interesting, even when he signed for Arsenal, and Gus Hiddink used to like him quite a bit as well. Is Arshavin. What was Arshavin like early on at Arsenal?
He was mad, man. So like his little hair and that like fringe and I remember his
description.
Yeah, but it just come to face. But no, as a player, me, I remember him I think Simo said it the other day, he just used to rip people.
Is it?
Like his little legs, man, just fly past people.
I think they take the piss out of people, yeah.
He used to go to McDonald's with his family. Fillet fish. He used to collect the.
Yeah, that's a real.
The Monopoly thing. Things, yeah. No way.
What?
I sat in McDonald's yesterday. Yeah.
An eight.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I got my food, but I was on a crutch, innit? I thought, brother, I can't carry it. So I sat and I thought, flipping heck. This is crazy, man. Like, that's for it's for nitties and parents.
No, it's nostalgic, bro.
Nah, man. Sitting in McDonald's is mad. That's that sitting in the chicken and chip shop I saw. It's crazy.
Do you remember McDonald's when it had, you could, like, I used to go there and play.
Yeah, when they had the coin thing and that coin that used to go around. Yeah, and you watch
your coin like this.
So like all McDonald's had like.
That's an illness, bro.
Soft, like the soft play.
Soft play there's thing there.
Wait, what? McDonald's had soft play?
Yeah. Bear with them.
But I used to have like the triangle ones. Like, yeah, it was wicked square. I used to try and put the square into the circle.
In North London, PK, you remember this?
Yeah, even I remember it in Scandinavia though.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah. I went Sweden one time, I remember. Was it Denmark?
Henry, did you have a party at McDonald's?
No, I can't say I did.
You got to remember.
You got to remember anyway.
I know I was in a McDonald's advert though.
Oh yeah!
You're
an actor as well.
What?
You're an actor as well.
You could say so.
Well, in younger.
What was you doing?
I was younger.
What was you
There's
doing?
There's one on the football table and you like kick the ball over the over one of the players and Ronald McDonald like blows the whistle for a penalty. So you take the penalty, smash it in and then just carry the trophy back in and it's like McDonald's and...
How old are you when this is?
Well, I was like five or six.
Well, his IMDb was better than you at
Can
six.
Can I say something? By the way, so kids, and I remember this, you probably don't, but kids that done McDonald's adverts growing up, so you had Scott Parker, you had, I think, Sonny Pike.
I want to say J. Cole. Kevin Ooh. Nolan.
J. Cole.
Joe, you could call
Joe
him
Cole.
Joe. You can call him Joe.
Yeah, J. Cole, innit?
Same thing. It was a thing, wasn't it? It wasn't a...
No, I don't. I was like... No. You know what it was? My dad used to do filming, innit? Filming adverts.
Oh.
And they said, I need a kid to do this football. And my dad was like, yeah, come on, lad.
See, you didn't know his dad used to film adverts? Wait, crowd, help me out here, please, man. I'm telling you, it was like a thing. For kids that, like, Scott Parker... Sonny Pike, there was a few kids
Jacob,
McDonald's.
Kevin
adverts.
Nolan.
Yeah.
Drake.
Kevin
De
Bruyne.
I know that his dad, that Gaz done
Antonio.
That now. By the time, like, Hen got older, I'm sure you retired Gaz, didn't you? Yeah. So,
Yeah, early doors. So yeah, Gaz never worked when I was or filmed. Didn't even know that he could have told me, could help me out in my
McDonald's
career.
McDonald's advert at six. You're a wonder kid, man.
Yeah.
Fact. Who's the bad influence on you?
Probably Kieran Gibbs and...
Gibbo!
Armand Traore.
He's a legend.
Gibbs and Traore. Yeah.
So they brought you to your first club.
Henry taught Jack how to shotgun vodka.
Oh my God.
Straight. That was Henry.
No, I don't do that. I don't shotgun vodka. Impossible.
What's shotgun vodka? Like just...
That's where you just... Yeah, just
down it.
Yeah.
Nah, we don't. You don't do that.
White rum, Imdu.
What, right rum? Yeah, that's your drink when you go out.
That's how like Henry said it. So are you retired from partying, or you got one more in you?
Well, we having one.
Let's do it, man. He said we having one. One Friday.
Today's Wednesday.
Party, bro.
The party finishes on Friday.
Like, if there's levels, I want to see.
Do you want to go mobs this summer? Come in.
I'll come if you arrange it.
This is on you now.
Go on,
set this up.
Yeah, set it up. Well, he's obviously retired. He's now with the family, looking after the family. He's got his business.
Businessman. I'm a businessman.
Do you give a about football now?
No.
But you're making. You don't even watch match of the day.
Yeah, I like the pitch. I go and look at the pitch. If the pitch is sick, I'm like, yeah, that pitch is unbelievable. But
what?
Watching the game,
you're done.
You're so. Judging the grass.
Yeah.
Don't you know that's his thing?
That's grass. His thing, though.
He's a grass man.
When did you stop giving a
grass man?
Isn't it? Good question.
No, I never stopped giving a like when I was training that I'd. Give it my all, do you know what I mean? But I just focused on more the business outside of getting myself ready to retire.
Got you. But when did that happen though? Because surely at the start, you're doing McDonald's adverts, it's all love.
After Villa. I thought I was going to retire because obviously going through that, mentally I was like, this football, there's more to the world than football.
Yeah.
But obviously I went down.
Huh? You don't watch it
no? No, and I had to do like, well, I did a Sky Sports thing the other day and they're trying to ask me questions and...
Okay.
I'm like, just trying to... Obviously, the Champions League game, and they were just like, I was like, just give the ball to Saka and Martinelli, man. They're battering them, like, just keep feeding them. And every time they come back, what's happening? I said, like, just give it to Saka, man. Like, so I asked
that's
the
miles
feedback,
on the club.
They were like, just extend your eyes, no knowledge about football.
Don't do
like,
that, Tigo.
Villa, do you like Jordy's favourite Villa player? Mm-hmm. It probably takes your place. John McGinn.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Okay. What's special about John McGinn?
What's special about him, right? He's arse, man. He just backs it into people, spins them.
It's true, though.
Yeah, you watch
that's
him.
That's why
you watch
love him, because you've got back off.
Facts.
I appreciate another guy with back off.
It's true.
Nah, John's amazing, man. He's one of a kind. Still one of the old school players that are still there.
Did he improve, though?
Massively. He come in, like, everyone thought he used to think he was weird and that.
Why? What did he do?
He was just a weird Scottish man coming in.
But he's, you know, he's a bit of an industry plant, innit?
What do you mean?
Like, his dad was, like, Scottish FA or granddad or something. And it was Fergie's mate. I heard about this. You spoke about it before.
I don't think you can be industry plant in football.
Nah, you can't, man.
What?
You haven't got it, you ain't.
You can a bit.
His brother used to play...
Xavi Simmons?
Darren Ferguson is an industry plant. When you're playing with the 23s now, you must, at Villa, you must be, like, Jacob Ramsey and the Ramsey brothers and Cameron Archer. Like, are you noticing, okay, these lot are special?
Yeah, so that was a good thing. Obviously, when I went down there, I was with George Boateng. He was a coach, and Mark Delaney.
George Boateng, yeah. Loved by Pirates.
So literally, they would like, just teach him what's going to take to get in the first team. So I was like, obviously running around smashing him and like, saying, come on. Like,
hang on,
what you're going to get.
So you're the reason that Ramsey's, you're hearing this.
Listen to this guy. Hold yourself, yeah.
Chill out. He's the guest.
Nah, so like just teach him what it takes to be up there, do you know what I mean? And to be fair, I quite enjoyed that helping him. Like they would ask questions and that, and I'd say, look, just don't be scared, man. Like go up there and just show him how good you are.
He's quality, though.
Like mate, he's taken off, man.
Chukwuemeka's there.
Mate, yeah. Player.
Ramsey's, ooh, Archer.
How good is
that's
he?
That's crazy. Because I heard he don't give the ball away.
Nah, he's good.
Carney Chukwuemeka.
Yeah, Carney, he's very good, man.
Wait, why didn't you want to say his name? Say it. Chukwuemeka.
Chukwuemeka.
Yeah, easy. You got it, man. Just call him Chuku.
Nah,
don't call him Chuku.
Nah, you've chosen not to be disrespectful at all about anyone so far. It's nice. But there's a player that played for Villa that is, and I'm not saying anything other than the worst player I've seen play in the Premier League.
Wow.
Carlos Sanchez.
I won't know of him.
You never played with Carlos Sanchez?
No, I didn't cross paths.
I've always wanted an insider's perspective on Carlos Sanchez.
He just couldn't click.
It was unbelievable for Colombia.
The amount of times his passes would go out for throw-ins, I just couldn't believe it. But that's okay. You didn't play with him. Did you play any games with Tammy Abraham?
Yeah. Tammy was on fire that year. Yeah, to be fair, him and Jack got us right close to getting promoted that year as well.
Should have gone up. But then Steve-O's best friend becomes the manager.
Oh, Dean Smith.
Dino.
Oh, Dino.
Hey, it's why I got you here, mate. Did you ever ask him about me?
Yeah, I asked him.
And what did he say?
Not too much, man. I'm being nice to him.
He's got a bad memory too.
No, but you said, when I asked you for one time, you said to
make eye contact.
Yeah, he knows you. Like.
Yeah, but you told me he said he didn't know me.
Yeah, to wind you up.
You're the most rattled ex-footballer I've ever met.
He's rattled, bro.
You played against Joey Barton, right?
Yeah.
Go on.
Enjoyed it, man.
Are you mouthy on the pitch?
Nah, not too. Like, if someone gives it, I'll give it back.
And he gave it?
Nah, not really.
No, he knew better.
So he gave him a terrible time?
Yeah, no, it was just, a battle. You know, playing against Joey, it's a battle. It's enjoyable, man.
Oh my, I just got a picture from Alan in the gantry.
Oh wow, yeah, he's gone.
Joey Barton don't like you.
Let me see.
It's a 50-50, innit?
That's not 50-50. He's killing you, but he's about to snap
it. Bring it.
Tony's looking out for you right here. Is that the craziest player you played against?
Yeah, probably.
You go Bristol City.
Look at your face.
You go Bristol City after
it's not even a yellow.
Aston Villa. Which on paper, strange move. But there's good players there. And you're with Nigel Pearson. Who?
Nah, is he with someone before?
Was there someone before Nigel Pearson? Yeah. Okay.
He's another madman.
Alex Scott.
Alex Scott's a player.
What did you see of him? Because I think he's going to be
a star. He will be very good. He was obviously coming through at the time.
Is he similar to Greenwich?
Different. He's more like a passer, set pieces. Like Grealish is more at it. Do you know what I mean?
And Antoine Semenyo.
I played against him.
Did he skin you?
Talk then.
What does that mean? I played against Zola. Shut up, man.
You played against Zola?
Yeah.
Show me the files.
Google, bro.
Nah, bro.
If we get Gianfranco Zola here, and I ask him, do you remember Kevin Stevens?
He ain't going to remember playing against him. Semenyo remembers playing against
him. Come on, it's 20 years ago, man.
In 20 years, you'll still remember playing against me.
3 years ago.
Oh, God.
And then obviously we go to Luton Town. Now, we talked about it. Crazy stadium, crazy atmosphere, crazy ride, crazy journey. But you were managed by Nathan Jones, who was obviously a controversial manager last year, struggled with Southampton. Obviously had his own like psychological way of managing a team that didn't mesh with what Southampton were doing. But what did he do to make Luton Town like believe that they could do this?
They were young lads. He had them all out for a couple of years. So he built who he wanted in that team. Like, the main reason to sign, he would say, no kids, no egos. And the rest of that's history. Like, he can teach them. He's technical, unbelievable.
Really?
Like, wouldn't miss a detail.
Wow.
But like, obviously you see what he does on the touchline when we score, like runs off, slides and biting his nails. That's where tape around his nails. He bites his nails.
Oh, wow.
Game.
Is it?
It's crazy.
Like that.
Mad too.
Did do you reckon Southampton had kids and egos?
No, I'm not saying that. Just maybe it didn't work out because sometimes you go to a bigger club. He had full run of Luton. Yeah. Different people, different, obviously like analysts and all that. They probably had a say in something. So I don't know. I haven't spoke to him if he got his own way of doing things. Yeah. Sometimes in the bigger clubs, it's like, technical director says yes.
That's why Southampton definitely have a very strict.
Was there ever a time in the season you lot thought, okay, cool, we might do something special here with this team?
No, we knew it was going up.
Is it?
From the start of the season. After we lost in the playoffs. After we lost in the playoffs, yeah, we brought in Carlton Morris and it was game over. We knew what it took. And like, people come to Kenilworth Road, we know that's 3 points straight away. Like, and then going away, it was a matter of fact of just winning games.
Yeah, because these lots say that, even T mentioned it the other week, that going to Luton is tough. And I've heard a few people say it's tough. I'm looking at it, obviously, from a champion perspective, you know it is, isn't it? Like, other those players. But Premier League now, they're struggling a bit. But
yeah, they're going to struggle, though. Look at the difference of type of players that are going there. Like, there's this, like, Luton ain't invested massively. So they're still taking a championship team into the Prem.
But like, when you was in the championship, did other championship teams know, okay, we're going Luton, that's tough going?
Yeah, 100%. They'd come there, 100%. Even Company, Company, he said that after his press conference, that this is the hardest place to come.
Wow.
They got some headaches, man.
Can we get my bad to Tigo, please?
No, not necessarily.
What for?
Why?
What do you mean for? That's exactly what he said.
No, you see,
all oh, right, well, talk to him.
Not me.
No, no, he said that. Was it called Kenilworth Road?
Yeah, that was hard to go to, and he got.
My team ain't gone there yet. When my team goes there, we're collecting.
You know the funny thing about that is I know that when Arsenal go there, if Luton get a result, he's in trouble.
I'm in big trouble, but I'm willing to stick my neck on the line for that because we should go there and can collect respectfully.
Yeah, I think every team in the Prem should. But if they don't turn up, mate.
But yeah, like you said, it's tough.
But you're looking at the games. They're only at Kenilworth Road, 1-0s or
yeah, for real.
You're not gonna get 3-4s.
They are a defensive team. Luton are a team that know how to close the space down, and they've got Morris up front who can hold the ball. They can counter. Okay. They can find goal and set pieces.
Yeah. Luton needs to play counter attack football.
Ogbeni's a headache.
It's the only way they'll get points if they shut up.
So fast forward going to like Wembley now. You lot there. Who did you play? Was it Coventry? So you said from early that you knew it was going to go up. What made you lot think that? Because Coventry was flying at the same time.
No, just the belief. Like we're going into games, rolling teams over. Like teams are hardly getting anything against us. And when you build that belief, like Saturday, mate, you're like, everyone's buzzing, everyone's like, and the gaffer, Rob Edwards, come in. He was like, listen, you lot are going to do it.
But it's not automatic though. Like if you finish first or second, I could see why you'd have that belief.
Yeah,
but
you
man have done the playoffs. So how did you have that confidence?
Mate, the belief is crazy. Mental strength of everyone. Knowing we're going into games, no one wanted us.
Coach Carter.
They didn't talk about us the whole way through the journey. When the cameras come, because we was in the playoffs. They were talking everyone getting talked out about going in the playoffs and all that. We were sat third, second at times.
And they you know what? Still talk about
they
you
didn't lot. Talk about us.
You're actually bang on because there's a team that was supposed to go up. T. Who was we watching?
Middlesbrough. Yeah, Middlesbrough. Yeah.
Middlesbrough was supposed Carrick's to go up. Team. I don't know what Luton were doing. I swear to God.
The year before, you lost to Huddersfield, and I watched those games, and I remember thinking these two teams ain't ready for the Prem. These teams ain't ready for the Prem. The next year, obviously, I do think you got a little bit lucky by having Coventry in the final. Because if it was one of the more Prem-ready teams, it would have been a lot more difficult. But the next year is a different team. Like, performance-wise, you flew through those playoffs.
Oh, cruised it. The easiest playoffs you'll ever take. But do you know what it was? It's just the group of lads.
You're a playoffs man. You know promotion.
Yeah, the playoff, the boys in that team are special, man. It's like old-school boys. Like, we'd been on a Saturday, and they'd be like, right, we out. And it's like, you get at least 12 to 15 out. And that just builds the team spirit.
So what you're saying, Villa weren't like that?
No.
I got a pocket watching question. The playoffs is obviously called the most expensive prize in football. Does that reflect in the bonus?
No.
What's the point?
No, you get a certain structure for going up. Do you know what I mean? If a team's got more money, they'll get more. So Luton obviously don't pay big bonuses, but collected a big pocket. We tried to fight because obviously we got playoffs last year, but the bonus was mad, yeah. But there was a typo in it, innit? And one of them was like sub appearances 5k. And I made something like stupid sub appearances. So I was like, do we let it slide or?
What happens? Did you?
Where the club was saying, we're going to get lawyers involved and all that. I was like, no, I'm coming for my whole money. And then like just wind them up. And.
You're a bailiff, boy.
But you let them off in the end?
Yeah, yeah. It's a typo. You see, it's a typo.
500 pounds?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's all 5k. You didn't even tell them.
I'm looking at like 75 grand. And I'm like, me and Cam Jerome are like, let's go for it, man. Like, we ain't got nothing to lose. Like, do you know what I mean?
That's you know how much money they got?
The club would have folded
going up.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
they got and they've saved a lot of money up
here. Yeah, because they didn't buy anyone really.
Well, they're buying a stadium.
Yeah, but I'm saying, and they know they're going down. So they just.
I still think they're the one that can stay.
You know how Luton are G's? Because they didn't buy. They looked at Sky Sports like Monday Night Football and said, let's get Townsend.
Yeah,
I said, alright, these men are cheap.
They scouted Sky Sports.
They might watch this and get Henry back. Or me.
Possible, man. Can't fool me, man.
And Colin.
Well, not the sub bones.
What was the party like after that? Because after you got one promotion.
I caught a flight at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, you shot
family
off?
Holiday. Yeah, they all went to Vegas.
No, you've changed, man.
Yeah, you changed, man. That's a big promotion. Yeah, he's already done it millions of times. So
one thing we ain't touched on is the players he played with through England.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some bad boy players you've played over your time. Even in under 21s, you were doing bits in that, weren't you?
He was the second top goal scorer in the under 19s Euros. It's 3 goals.
You remember that?
Yeah. Just about.
He spoke to the missus, I'm going to wind Steve up today. I'm telling you.
He played with some great players. Danny Welbeck.
Yeah.
Kyle Walker. Jordan Henderson.
Did Henderson show signs?
No, he's a natural leader.
Yeah.
But like technically, there was a lot of better players in that.
Like yourself?
Could say so.
Would say so. Are you full English, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, just checking.
Now the I in his name is just a gimmick.
Just checking. No, I was just thinking after 21s, maybe he goes, I don't know, Mozambique, isn't it? Just
who else? Who country. Else? I like this game when we name names who was in that team. Who else was in that team?
Your Teddy age? Sheringham.
Danny Rose.
Right, did he show signs?
Did you see what he wore? Did you see what he wore on Sky Sports?
What sign? The pilot jacket
with the hat.
Titanic.
Sheryl Crow team.
Sheryl Crow's hat.
I see him on a night out. He was wearing that as well.
Wow. He jumped out the back of a van one time when Sky Sports went to the Tottenham ground just to figure out what was going on with transfers. He jumps out the back of the van as a free agent. I said, this guy's lost it, bro.
Is it?
He lost it, bro. Like live on Sky Sports, said this guy's lost it completely.
Back then, did the England players that used to come in, did you get on?
Yeah.
Who was the gaffer? Boothroyd?
Nah,
Pierce.
Pierce. Your guy.
Pierce, 21s, and then Forrest.
Did you like your 21s?
Yeah, but then Forrest, obviously, like, it's his club. And, like, I was kind of building my name there. And so it was kind of like, but obviously he's the legend there, isn't he? Do you know what I mean? But he was like, because I was kind of captain and that, it got a bit, yeah.
Did you never fancy leaving England? To get ball.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to go America and that, but at the time, my mother-in-law went very well.
Okay.
So I obviously stayed back here.
Where was you going to go?
I was going to go to Atlanta.
Oh, my.
You would have lost yourself. You would have lost yourself.
It's crazy. We would have been
Atlanta
there.
Atlanta would have been mad.
That's Jeezy's team, no? Yo Gotti?
No, Yo Gotti's Washington. Yeah, Jeezy. Yeah, Jeezy. Yeah.
Jeezy.
What? And that's the only foreign team that coming through over Korea?
No, there was others, but like that was the main one I was interested in.
What year was
obviously,
that?
That was like when I was at Villa. Year we went up, I think it was, or year after. Jack Collison was out there.
Okay, cool.
He'd have been there with Martinez. He'd have been there with Almiron, I think. They got Almada now. They got some players.
What's Collo doing there? Like, is he
coaching? Yeah, but they play on Astro, innit? So I was like, my knees ain't gonna hold down on the Astro.
I thought Tory.
Colo.
That's one noisy stadium, though. I can't lie. They have an atmosphere at Atlanta. Massive atmosphere there.
As a man who represents himself as an agent, he's now in the business of grass.
You know, I thought you meant weed, innit?
When Steve-O said he loves grass now, I thought, okay.
I was going to come up here smoking it up in here.
I've always done THC things, yeah.
I know, like, you started in lockdown. You just went, the guy didn't do a good enough job. I'm going to take over. I'm going to get into it. But now you're, like, seems to be attacking the industry on a different front.
Yeah, I'm in the coming for the fertilizer companies. We're making a bit of noise coming through now, and I think people are scared, man. We're going into home base in...
Oh, wow. Serious?
Yeah, going into home base in February. We've got meetings with Wix.
What does it do, H? It
makes your grass green.
Because you know what it is? You always, and I think it's a bit weird back in, especially the age, you was like a middle of your 20s, and you just love cutting grass. You should send us all videos of, look at this boys, and it'd be like straight lines and... So the fact that you got into it, I know that you are bang into it. So yeah, it's fair play.
I need help with my garden. Yeah, man. I'm not going to lie to you.
He's meant to come around and cut mine.
I'm going to send Steve a picture. I got bare weeds.
Yeah, he's out. No, did you go out?
You didn't come. You was meant to come. You didn't come. He wanted you to just let yourself in.
Is it safe to say that you liked FIFA 99?
Well, the pictures on FIFA 99. I never played.
No, the disc itself. Scratch and sniff. You used to scratch it and it smelled the grass. What? Familiar with that one there?
No, I can't say.
What is going on?
No, that's a thing. FIFA 99 of the disc. Remember, used to scratch it. It smelled the grass. It's called scratch
really?
And sniff.
Yeah.
I just played the game.
Yeah, same, man.
Who's got the best ground?
Best ground.
Best pitch.
For the
best pitch.
Fulham, man.
Fulham.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Is it?
The cottage.
Yeah. Henry, how are you going to tell me and I can see it? It's not that good.
Nah, trust me. You step on it. You play.
Ben Emirates.
It's close.
No, but I've stepped on the Emirates. Has he played in the Emirates?
Yeah.
Yes.
Loads of times.
Yeah, no, but them charity games, they don't count, though. By the end of the season...
Listen.
No, for real, you can't judge the pitch at the end of the season.
At them charity games, the pitch is like Hackney Marshes,
when
bro.
I played at the Emirates, it was dry.
Yeah, man.
It was dry,
they
man.
Do it so it was nice, wrong, though. Man. It's nice. Nasty. It was dry.
So you're doing hardware and fertiliser and stuff. Are you looking at that industry from like...
Yeah, so we make tools in that now for like groundsmen. And then obviously the fertilisers for the pitches and stuff like that.
How do you go... I need to meet the person that's developed the product that we can put into stores and everything. What is that step?
So my friend was a groundsman who I got the mower off, and he used to come like spray my garden for weeds and all that. So I said, then my missus was like, oh,
can you stop like spraying stuff on the grass? Like, cause I couldn't let the kids on it for like 48 hours. So she was like, make an organic one. I was like, rang him up, can we make an organic one? And he was like, not really, but we can give it a go.
So he makes, he was making
it. He don't make it, he knows the supplier that makes it. And then we just come up, we had to order so much so it's so cheap. And then package it up, got a name for it. Grass Gains, if anyone wants to buy it.
Grass Gains, that's smart. That's actually good, you know.
It's probably an industry that doesn't have a lot of like marketing products behind it.
Gardening's boring, but
who came up with that name?
Yeah, me.
Well done.
Thanks.
it's smart, man.
Grass Gains. And then obviously the packaging's like, it's got a big gorilla on it because it's like strong. Yeah. We're trying to come across, make it fun for kids and that, and it's pet and child friendly, so you can lay it down whenever.
Pet and child friendly.
You could just give me like an influencer pack or something. I need to do my
do a TikTok for us or something like that. And
business, man.
Influencer pack.
Right, well, let me ask you something. Because you're not good at science. So how much help did you get?
That's why you got to build a team.
Come on. It's like this, yeah. If you're playing football, you're not good at striking. You go in defender, bro.
That's why you're in defence.
That's it, bro. You go back, bro.
I just rass it.
That's why I play centre back.
I want to do an advert, yeah, for a home base. You remember the old Brazil advert, kicking the ball through the
airport? Give it away too much.
No, people ain't going to copy this. They can't do it.
Be careful.
This is evidence.
But
evidence.
Then we're going to do it through home base.
Serious?
Oh, yeah, and guess I'm trying to call him for old school favours, get people sat down in certain places, flicking the ball here and
come
then,
on.
Bang on it,
yeah,
a bag.
You should have us in adverts. We could be discussing like filthy on the table and then we just see a ball pop out of nowhere. Boom, boom.
And then we see who's got the tech and that.
So
quality, you know what I'm saying? Tigo's talking about football. Yeah, so boy, boom, 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 and then that's it. That's the shot. Boom, boom. That's the shot.
Then he would have the same amount of advert appearances as you with your McDonald's advert.
So how early were like into your career was you looking at groundsmen like,
No, never. It was only through lockdown.
Oh yeah, duh. So now you're just shouting them back, like yo.
Yeah, got so much respect for them now, man.
Listen, go do a garden party. You can literally sort the grass out and the party as well.
I was going to do a mowing party at mine.
So that's lockdown. That's you're in last contract territory over there. Are you thinking I really don't know what I'm doing after this at that point? Because then you got other interests, you got other investments.
Yeah, no, I was happy. Got friends in certain places that just. I was going to go and sit in an office with him, go and do something with him.
Is it?
Yeah.
You could have owned Forest.
He could have owned Luton. If he'd have cashed in that 75K, he'd have gone, here, take the club. You put us out of business. All right. Well, this has been a lot of fun. I just want to run a couple of names past you and just see
if we're not going to talk about the stairs edition.
Snapchats.
They're missing the stairs.
You know what we are. You know what? That's in my notes here as well. I need to talk about that. You had testicular cancer.
Yeah. Back in 2016.
And I've heard you talk about it, and it feels like you're a very casual person. You got it. You found out what it was. You wanted to go NHS, but then a club doctor was quicker. They told you basically same day, we're going to have surgery. They cut it out, and then you go on with your life.
Yes.
Was it that quick?
Just how I am. Nah, so I had it for like 3 months before build up. Like, you noticed a lump in my testicle and it was a bit like, how am I going to deal with this? But as a man, you're not taught to speak or like cover up and then deal with it yourself. But it come to a point where I was like, about to go on holiday and that. Obviously the summer comes, you're like, all right. But then obviously I was like, all right, let me go down to the local hospital, quickly get checked out, see what it is. They was like, no, I can get you in like 2 weeks. I was like, no, I've gone on holiday in 2 days. I need it done. So I called up the club and they were like, yeah, go to this place. Boom. Had a test and that. And they called me as I was driving home. Go and pack your bag. Go back in and you get it taken out tonight.
Did they take the whole thing out?
Yeah.
So you're just left with one right now?
No, I've got a fake one in there. Yeah, it's my party trick.
What do you mean? No. You have you?
Yeah.
Is that what I had to do?
Jeremy Carr didn't have that.
No, they give you an option. You can leave it one or you can have two.
What does it feel like? Oh, like, yeah, listen.
You can feel it leave.
I knew you was going to start this nonsense.
This is the worst show on YouTube.
No, it ain't. Let me tell you, yeah? Let me tell you, this guy is very, like, cool, laid back. When I tell you, and we'll carry on with
I'm
this.
I'm so fascinated as to where this is going.
Yeah. Mate, when we first got Snapchat, first come out, now where's it going?
Me, him, and some of the boys,
we used to send wildness. Everyone used to do that, yeah? But us lot used to take it a step further and we would see what we could tie onto our penises and see...
A lie hate, didn't it? You remember them days, didn't it? Yeah. And I'm,
yeah. Man, are wondering why they're getting testosterone called cancer.
I'm like,
you're tying things to your dick and you're expecting it to work
but
normal.
But the winner, I think the winner...
He won, bro. He got the cancer, bro. He won, bro.
Yeah, I think it might have been either Lou. Man, yeah. Was it Lou? He tied it. He had this helicopter.
Why do you remember this, please, Henry?
He lifted it up. Mate, he tied the helicopter to the string to his penis and flew the helicopter. Yeah, and his penis is like... Yeah, understand.
Imagine he took off.
Imagine.
That'd be sick.
Now, they were good days, weren't they, H? Yeah, so... So the chances are you will get to feel, is what you're saying.
That's
what I'm saying. Oh, no. When I said it to him, I know he's going to let me feel
I'll be honest, boys.
But when boys, he...
I think that's the worst tangent we've ever gone
on. Yeah, that's up there, yeah. But when he says party trick, he does mean it because his two kids are born after that. So man, that one testicle is working over time.
Overdrive, yeah.
Come on, my brother.
Yeah.
So you're cancer free now, yeah?
Yeah.
Was there any treatment beyond the surgery that was needed?
Nah, so they offered me like chemo and radiation.
Yeah.
But when I was like coming into my last year of my contract, I was like, nah.
So at the time, did you go, you didn't go public then?
No. Only after. I didn't really want that sympathy vote of like, have a bad game, like everyone feels bad.
But can I say, so when he's saying he's getting injured a lot and all of this and fans don't know what's going on.
Did you know at the time?
Nah, not for a while. He kept it right to himself, mate.
Yeah, mentally it's the hardest thing ever. Because obviously, like, you train and you go sit at home and you're just playing with it the whole time. Like, what
your balls? Gonna,
yeah.
Is it?
When like, you find it, you're... Yeah. But it's madness, like... And now, like, I did a TV show the other day and I spoke about it and I had about 45 guys messaged me saying thank you for getting this story out. And it's just mad, like, how people can react to someone else's story.
Do you wish you spoke earlier? Like, or not?
100%, yeah.
Right.
Check your balls, boys.
I've got a question.
Come on.
Yeah.
No, but one sec. You're and doing I'm, Movember I, right now. He's doing Movember.
Yeah, as you can tell.
Yeah, I was going to say, me
well,
too.
Well, we couldn't tell because you've had so many hairstyles and beards. Like, it could have been anything.
No, I'm trying to do it, man. It's for a good cause, so need some fertilizer on it, man. It's not growing too much.
Just quickly, I just want to run some players past you that you would have trained with or played with that just people just love hearing about. Abu Diaby.
Player. Oh. Absolute player, mate. Just a shame he got injured.
Well, he's always injured, wasn't
it? No, it's that one injury that was bad against Sunderland. Yeah. What was the guy's name again? He's like what does he do now?
Well, and that injured him.
Yeah, he works as a mechanic or something
bad
now.
Bad tackle.
What do you mean, bro? Ruined his whole career. Everyone tried to blame it on Lee Cattermole for a while. Lee Cattermole had nothing to do with it. Dan Smith.
At Sunderland did that. Sorry, Dan Smith.
Yes.
Just ruining lives, at him.
In it.
Come on, Filthy, though.
Yeah, facts.
Nah, don't do that.
Abu Diaby, come on, Filthy.
Yes.
Thomas Rosicky.
Yeah, very.
Is it Rosicky or Rosicky?
Rosicky. Rosicky.
Is Rosicky?
I think so.
Rosicky. And is it true?
Isn't it? Thank you. I was going to say, but I didn't want to put him in a bad place. Was he a drug alcoholic?
What?
Drug alcoholic. Drug. He's mixed two for the price of one.
You need some of that grass fertilizer thing for.
Don't worry. Next question.
Drogaliki.
What did you see of Thomas Rosicky though?
Nah, unbelievable. As player, person, mate. Yeah.
Loved heavy metal.
His strikes, mate. Like from training after shooting after training.
I remember he played Bolton once.
He scored some bangers.
Edge of the box, and the ball came off his foot and was top bins less than a second. It's like. Psh.
There the one against Spurs was mad.
That's the craziest one. The Spurs volume. One's not.
Crazy. Bang.
Yeah. You didn't copy his hairstyles at all? You had the long hair? Because at the stage, you look like him.
Yeah.
Cesc Fabregas?
Oh, incredible, man. Growing up watching him and then training with him. Yeah, I remember he came in with his like, little mullet and that.
He's
and
was
you got your mullet. Yeah. You're a copycat because then you got a mullet.
Well, you got one trim for your whole time. Mate. Don't come for me, bro. Look at him.
Hello, mate.
Switch it up. He said, switch it up.
You don't remember when I had the mullet? I had a couple of trims, bro.
What, Mohican?
Yeah.
Come on.
You got a Mohican now.
Get a trim tonight, all right, boys.
I played against. No, he didn't play. He watched the game. He came to me. Good player, you.
Oh, shut up.
Chat to them. He did say that. Yes, man. Bro, chat to them, PK,
Cesc
man.
Cesc has fully not got a Spanish accent when he speaks English.
Bro, wait, you know what it is? Because he was chatting to his bedrooms and
right,
that.
Okay, slipped.
He's
yeah,
gone
slipped.
In. You know
yeah.
how Colin, even Colin does it. So it's like, Richarlison.
He's Charlison.
Charlison. It gets him sometimes. You get it?
Shout out, Colin.
Aaron Ramsey.
Yeah, he come in a, like...
That's around the time.
He, do you know what it was? Yeah. He come and I thought, nah, not for me. But then obviously the training with them better players took him to the next level.
Really?
Man. Yeah.
Because when
yeah.
he first came, he weren't
he
that great.
He come from Cardiff, yeah. But when he you see it, he come and literally just.
Is he your age?
He wasn't though when he first came.
Yeah, when he first came, wasn't he like 17 or something? Oh, he was a player. 16, he was a youngster. He played with my boy Courtney at Cardiff.
Samir Nasri.
Oh, a baller.
Really?
Unbelievable.
Couldn't get the ball off him. That's how I just imagine in training is one of them players you just couldn't get the ball off of.
There's a better player than him.
Who's okay.
Haleb. You couldn't get the ball off him.
Who's better, Haleb or thing? Because is he just rubbing that player?
Haleb? No one can get the ball off Haleb.
That's Haleb was yeah, cold. He's nuts.
Yeah, no, I can't tell you the last time I actually remembered him getting tackled.
Now tell me when you remember Nasri getting tackled.
Oh, Nasri's lost the ball a few times.
No, tell me when you remember Nasri yeah. getting tackled.
When we played Man City.
We should interview Miles.
Yeah, we should.
No,
so Miles, take over the show, Miles.
No, it's not about me. He knows about Haleb. You know Haleb, right?
Yeah.
Haleb was a baller, man.
He was a baller, man. He was a baller.
Some of you would have played with a few times. Carlos Vela.
Nice.
Do you remember when he was just coming the League Cup games and he would just score chips?
Clean up.
He used to love it.
Yeah, he was scary.
Carlos.
Hang on the shoulder. Just accelerate
I watched that about him recently in the same vein as him not giving an S. He cared about basketball more, Vela. He wanted to be a basketball player more.
What kind of Mexican is he?
Spanish, don't know, because in Spain, they really love basketball and he got into it over there.
Isn't he Mexican?
No, he's Mexican, but I'm saying when he played in Spain, listen to what I'm saying, when he played
don't
in Spain...
Don't talk about that then. No, you're right.
He was at the All-Star game in 2018 and he said, I prefer to watch an NBA game 1,000 times more than a football match.
Wow. What type of Mexican is he?
I was just thinking, you've done a lot of loans in your career. You couldn't just do one more, Saudi? Did you try?
Well, I'll put my name out there.
my brother.
But I put they asked me what I wanted, so I give them it and they said probably too much, so I was like, cool, no bother.
Asking for too much from Saudi.
That's that is crazy.
Jesse Lingard done the same thing.
I wanted
right?
the table at the local club.
There's a lot of grass over there, by the way.
Is there? What?
Untapped market, man.
Well, there's not a lot of pitches, yeah.
Not a lot of people in the stadium.
So you say you would have done Saudi for at least a year or two?
Yeah, 100%.
What's your proudest football moment?
Scoring against Spurs.
Millwall. Score against, what did he say, Millwall?
No, Spurs.
Score against Millwall.
And we won 4-1. Oh, yeah, he did. Can you talk us through that goal that you saw in your mind, please?
Back stick. Half volley. Tekkers, Tekkers. He gets over the top of it. Skimmed in. Runs off. Celebrate. Looks up at me.
Who's the best coach you played under?
It's a tough one. For me, probably Billy Davis.
Really?
Just man management. Incredible, man.
That matters to you a lot, man.
Yeah. So
he's had some wars, Billy Davies, in his time.
Yeah, he was brilliant for me. Man management, like, if you get me onside, I'll do whatever for you. And he was one of them.
Who's the best player you've ever played with?
There's two. From growing up, probably Cesc. And nowadays, Jack Grealish.
Jack's up there, yeah.
By far, man.
Can't even argue.
By far.
Could you see he was going to go to these levels, these heights? Like,
nah, you could, but I didn't know how far he'd go. Like, obviously, there was talks of Tottenham when he was going to go to Tottenham and that. But when he went to City, obviously, I think the first year he found it hard because obviously he's not used to people just banking up and like having two against him. But now, like, he's found his feet and he's...
Would you have moved to Spurs?
The money was right.
And who's the hardest player you've played against? Who gave you the hardest day?
The hardest? I remember coming on for Arsenal against Liverpool and Suarez.
Serious.
Mate, this guy, I even asked him, I said, mate, can you calm down, man? I'm only young.
He didn't understand you.
He said, okay.
Right, the way he chops and like picked up positions, like
chopping in holes.
Oh, scary, but he gets it and just runs straight at you. Like, how do you defend it? You
that was a big loss as well, wasn't it? That game.
No, that's when Liverpool used to smack Arsenal. Like,
or was that 3-3?
I'm not sure. Is it the Emirates?
But I've got specific memories of you. You came on against Fulham. I remember, and I thought, yes, Henry Lansbury's getting minutes. And then you basically just held the ball up in the corner flag. That was last, I think, the last game of the season. And all you did was like hold the ball up in the corner flag. And I thought, yeah, signs.
Crazy. He's watching Henry.
Because I remember my game for Newport County against Merthyr Tydfil. Like it was yesterday.
And he can't remember.
What team?
Murphy Titfield, yeah.
Murphy Titfield.
Never heard that in my life. Murphy Titfield.
Up north.
Murphy Titfield.
Titfield.
And that, is that an area? Is that an area?
It's still about, yeah. It's a place. It's Wales.
There's an Titfield. Area called Titfield.
Murphy Titfield.
Yeah, but it's spelled T-I-D-F-Y-L or something.
Arsenal lost 2-0 that day. Aaron Ramsey scored an own goal 78th minute, and Luis Suarez scored from a Raul Morella's assist.
That's your man.
And Henry Lansbury came on for Andre Arshavin in the 72nd minute.
Oh, 72nd?
So they expected you to change the game. this is why they wanted Arsenal out at that time, because he was going to be.
Point is though, how can you not remember this, bro? Liverpool played against Suarez.
No, but don't you forget like iconic things in your life?
Like? Really. Answer me this: in, you see in your gaff, yeah, you got like all jerseys and that, trophies.
No, you know what? I've got a box in the garage, and I was pulling out shirts the other day. I had like Nedveds and
what?
Yes, yeah. Bro.
I was gonna wear it today just for you because it was
Nedveds,
yeah,
my
old school
guy, bro. You don't care.
No, it just
you got not one or two framed. Not
I had them framed, but like I put them in the shed and that, and they got all rusty and
the glass started shattering and that.
I want the Nedved top.
If you had to get a club tattooed on you, what club would you get?
Luton. Newcastle. Titville.
Yeah. Probably Newcastle, you know.
Is it? Still?
Yeah, because I scored my own goal there and they gave me the biggest cheer.
The biggest cheer in his whole career. So, yeah, I like this club. This is why I support it.
This is what I dreamed of.
David Ginola.
He scored at St. James's Park, though. That's a big one.
All right, well, that was a great episode. Henry Lansbury with an I. Thank you so much for coming by. Grass Games.
Grass, you rhyme, yeah?
Did I rhyme?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, man.
That was good.
You would have thought when I'd see you as that little 14-year-old boy that you'd have grow up like
you
this.
Groomer.
You were 28.
Yeah. Puff Daddy. This is not Justin Bieber. Leave it alone, fam.
Murphy Titfield.
18.
Subscribe to the channel. Grass Games. Filthy@5.com.
Legendly.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.